KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation...
Never seen beer neck on it.
Yeah.
Hello, fans, and welcome out here to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here on a wonderful Friday edition of Colt 45's Baseball. We've dropped below triple digits as the wind has helped cool things off out here. But something that's remained hot all season long, especially the last two games, has been this Colt 45 offense. They put over 20 runs on the board in back-to-back games. That was against the South Bay Storm. Tonight, they'll be sending Ty Cook out to the hill, looking to continue their little winning streak they have going on. They're 17-1 on the year. That one blemish was down in Fresno against the Fresno Athletics, the first game they played on the road this year, one of two games. Tonight they're facing off in the first game of a three-game set against the Alameda Anchors, a weekend series before we begin things next week. 4th of July weekend, we'll be facing off against Rose City Baseball in a four-game series. Tonight, it's the Alameda Anchors facing off against your Colt 45s. For Ty Cook, he's 2-0 on the year with a 2.07 ERA in four starts. He's got 21 and two-thirds innings underneath his belt. Struck out 26 and walked three. He's only given up 22 hits. His last start was coming up against Indio Sacramento on June 19th. Colt 45s won that game by a score of 11-2. He got the win in that. He went five of no-run baseball, only allowing four hits, nine strikeouts. Every game that Ty Cook has started, the Colt 45s have won, which is kind of the tale of the year as far as that is concerned. For the Colt 45s, they'll be facing off against the Alameda Anchors. For the Alameda Anchors, leading off and playing left field will be Kelvin Jones. Batting second at second base, Paul Wagner. Be followed up by John Klinkerbeard at third base. And then Titus Wheelock batting cleanup and at first base. He'll be followed up by Jafari Williams, patrolling center field, and then Coulter McMasters behind the dish, catching the Alameda Anchors starting pitcher tonight. Then it'll be Elias Rubio in right, and Guy Pulziotti, the DH, followed by Joseph Hoskins at shortstop. Again, that's Jones in left, Wagner at second, Klinkenbeard at third, Wheelock at first, Williams in center, McMasters the catcher, Rubio in right, Pulviotti, my apologies, very Italian name, Pulviotti, the DH, and Joseph Hoskins at short. In just a few moments, we will get the Colt 45 lineup announced as well, as they've just been announced out to the respective foul lines, getting ready to stay standing for tonight's rendition of the National Anthem, which will be brought to you by Summer Chappelle Muncy in just a few moments. And that's Ty Cook will get the nod from Bob Anderson tonight to face off against the Alameda Anchor offense tonight. But before we get to the Colt 45 starting lineups, we get to you tonight's start national anthem.
Can you see the wonders what so proudly at the twilight's last gleaming? with broad stripes and bright stones. Through the rainbow's fire, o'er the ramparts we fought, were so gallantly streaming.
Thank you, Summer Chappelle Monkey, for tonight's rendition of Our Nation's Anthem. For the Colt 45s, they'll be sending Trahan Rogowski out there to lead things off. He'll be followed up by Colby Rafael. Rogowski in center, Rafael in right. And John Handy will be batting third, catching tonight's starting pitcher, Ty Cook. Dom DeCaneo will be in left, and he'll be batting in that cleanup spot. Then it will be Andrew Moore, the first baseman, followed by Dylan Green, the DH, and then Adam Reyes batting seventh and playing a shortstop, followed up by Isaac Mandujano at third base. Then in the ninth spot will be Mark Anthony Carroll out at second base. Again, Rogowski in center, Rafael in right, Handy behind the dish doing the catching, Dom DeCaneo in left batting cleanup, followed up by Mora at first, Green the DH, Reyes at short, Mandujano at third, and Carroll at second base. For the Colt 45s, they're 17-1 on the year. They'll be facing off against the Alameda Anchors tonight, sending Ty Cook out there to the hill as Bob Anderson is out there meeting with the umpiring crew and the manager of the Alameda Anchors. As we speak currently, and the Colt 45s await their cue to take the field. I talked about it when we first hopped on air, but the Colt 45 offense in the last couple of games have put over 40 runs on the board, and you can tell by the statistics. Sam Marr hit his third home run, which ties John Handy for the team lead. That was in yesterday's ball game. Dom DeCaneo now has 3 stolen bases on the year, trying to catch up to Colby Rafael, who has 10, leading the team by far in the stolen base department. Rogowski has 7 stolen bases, so the Colt 45s have really taken advantage of the speed that they have on this roster. Andrew Mora on the year in 16 games is batting .349. Adam Reyes in 15 games is batting .469. Those are a couple of the leading hitters on this Colt 45 offense. For Ty Cook, tonight's starting pitcher in 21 and two-thirds innings, he's got a 2.07 ERA with 26 strikeouts. He's 2-0. Dom DeCaneo in 10 games and 39 at-bats, which is about 10 behind Reyes and Andrew Mora, is batting .513, which is one of the qualifying team leads. Brandon Zanny technically leading the way with a .545 average in 22 at-bats. So some solid bats in this Colt 45 lineup leading the way in the RBI department is Andrew Mora with 24, and he's been the cleanup hitter all season long, but also something that has not been talked about enough is his defensive prowess at first base. He saved a few runs and also been a rock over there at first base, able to keep his fielders calm under pressure, and they've just made great throws over there. or even when they made some pretty rough throws over there at first base, he's been able to handle them cleanly, which is something you want from your first baseman. We do not have a name for the Alameda Anchors starting pitcher tonight, but as soon as we do, I will make sure to relay that over the airwaves as Bob Anderson will now make his way back to the Colt 45 dugout. He's going to go release his team and allow them to warm up before we get set to get things started here. Leading things off will be Kelvin Jones, then Paul Wagner, and John Klinkenbeard. 1-2-3 hitters for the Alameda Anchors. The Alameda Anchors down from the East Bay, back near my stomping grounds in the Bay Area, right around San Francisco area. As the Colt 45s take the field, donning the yellow tops with the gray sleeves underneath. Looking to see what they can do against this very hot Colt 45 team. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash. There's actually a couple of Simpson alums on this Alameda Anchors roster, including Corey Houston.
First base guard, Marcel Hartmeister. Next to us, David Gross.
And actually coached by Jerry Gibbs out of Castro Valley, California. As we set, get ready to get things started tonight. Leading things off will be the left-hand hitter, Kelvin Jones. We have a little bit of a later start tonight. Still as close to 7:15 as we can get. Here's the first pitch from Ty Cook. Catches the bottom of the zone. First pitch comes in at 7:17. As Cook, the right-hander, delivers off the first base side of the rubber, misses wide. A 1-1 count to the left fielder, Kelvin Jones. Next pitch is grounded toward the second baseman. Carroll, moving to his left, glides to it, flips it to Andrew Mora in time for the 4-3 putout, and that's the way the ball game begins. For the Alameda Anchors, they're donning the navy blue tops with the yellow lettering. Some players rocking the socks up high and the road gray pants. Paul Wagner to the plate, right-handed hitter, the second baseman tonight for the Anchors. Swings the first pitch for strike one. Waved at it. Came up empty. For strike one, he widens his stance, now getting lower. Here's the 0-1 delivery from Cook. In the dirt, blocked by Handy to his right. One ball and one strike. As Wagner taps the plate with his bat, now ready, says Cook comes set, now winds and deals a 1-1. Is a ground ball up the middle, right to Carroll, gloves and throws it to first in time for another 4-3 put out. That will bring up John Klinkenbeard. Out of Ben Lomond, California, and Hartnell College. 6'3", 200 with a wide open stance. Third baseman tonight. Keeping the box is Cook. Here's in it Handy now. Winds and deals off that first base side. This is low and in for ball one.
Oh,
Here's the wind delivery from Cook on the outside corner to even up the count at 1-1. Blows a heater right in there for a strike. Now the 1-1 on the outside corner again. Strike two. Caught a bit of that plate. Now the 1-2 delivery from Cook. Foul tipped, but Handy unable to hold on to it. Staying alive is Ty Cook. Now the 1-2 delivery from Cook. In on the hands, grounded towards third baseman Londahano, charging, rim of the infield, grass throws across, in time! Three ground outs, three outs, and the Alameda Anchors go 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom half of the first. Tonight's Red Ankle 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. We're scoreless after the top of the first with the Colt 45's coming up in the bottom half.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us. As the Colt 45s are taking on the Alameda Anchors here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Kevin Stapleton is the starting pitcher tonight for the Alameda Anchors. He winds and deals. Misses wide for ball one. A 1-0 count on the right-hand hitting Rogowski leading things off playing center field. Check swing on this one up and away. Appeal to first base as he went around. 1-1. Now the wind and delivery is a chopper towards short. Waiting for it. Now goes to charge it. Waiting on that pop and kicks out of the glove. Safe at first is Rogowski on the E6. Now Colby Rafael to the plate. Right in hitter. As Rogowski leads off from first. Here's a delivery from the righty. Misses upstairs for ball one.
It's gonna hit now.
Moderate lead over there at first is Rogowski. Being held on by the first baseman. Throw down to second base on the stolen base attempt. Kicks away from the Anchors and goes into the outfield that's quickly recovered. Not quite sure what happened there. Stolen base for Rogowski. Purely without a contest, the throw is late and offline. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Rafael showing bunt, pulls it back, but called strike two. Runner on second now after the stolen base. Rafael working a 1-2 count on the right-hand pitcher for the anchors. Now Rogowski trying for third, and the ball kicks away from the catcher. Safe at third with another stolen base is Rogowski. Uncontested, but still a stolen base. Infield shifted to pull on the right end hitting Rafael, working a 2-2 count. The 2-2 delivery from the righty in the dirt, blocked by the catcher McMasters. And that will fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rafael, an even stance up in the box. The payoff delivery with nobody out and a runner on third. It's chopped at the plate toward third. That'll hold the runner, but it stays fair and safe at first is Rafael. A dead fish swinging bunt stayed on the grass. It didn't kick away foul. The third baseman and everyone here at Tiger Field probably thought it was going to, but it never did. Stayed on that edge of the infield grass. And with the thickness of that grass, just completely died all the momentum it did have, all the spin, and stayed about halfway between home and third. Runners at the corners now. Infield single for Rafael. With handy up, Rafael taking second base. No throw down. Rafael gets another stolen base. That's his 11th of the year. Handy now with an 0-1 count after taking that pitch all the way. No balls and one strike. Runners on second and third. Pitch is fouled back. Out of play for strike two. Now the righty comes set up the first base side. The 0-2 pitch to Handy is a curveball on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Handy knew it. It was already walking back to the dugout before the umpire called it, as DeCanio will now step into the box. DeCanio playing left field tonight. Slightly open stance. DeCanio on the year batting 513. Pops this one out back to first base. Shallow right field. Right fielder racing over along with the first base and in foul territory. It's going to find some grass and land beyond his reach. Might have kicked off of his glove, but it looked like just found some real estate. A long, stressful strike for DeCanio. And a 1 count on the right-hand hitting left fielder. Here's the pitch from the right-hander off the first base side. Runners at second and third with one out. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher McMasters. Pounces on it to hold the runners close. Two balls and one strike in this scoreless ball game in the bottom of the first. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball. This is low. I'll move the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeCanio second guessing the umpire, and now they're going to correct the scoreboard. 2 balls and 1 strike. I thought I was wrong and looked at the scoreboard and corrected my mistake, but it turns out DeCanio and I and the PA were correct. DeCanio lays off of that pitch. Goes right through the catcher's mitt, but Moody kept three balls and one strike. With one out, runners at second and third. Here's a 3-1 delivery on the inside corner right at the knees. That will fill the count to three balls and two strikes. The starting pitcher tonight for the Alameda Anchors is not wearing a number, so as soon as I find out exactly who that is, I will get a name. Here's the payoff pitch. Misses low and away. That will fill the bases for Andrew Mora, who leads the team in RBIs. And we might just find out why right here. Mora has 24 on the year, and he has a chance to tack onto that total. Left-handed hitter with the bases loaded and some friends or family in attendance. Mora steps into the box, an even stance for the lefty, deep in the box. The first pitch from the righty in the dirt, blocked by the catcher. That'll hold the runners for ball one. One ball and no strikes. The righty comes set with the bases loaded and one out. He's a ground ball away from getting out of this inning. Delivers a breaking pitch upstairs for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Here's the delivery. There's a fly ball towards center. Playable. Runner tagging from third. He's going to hold there as the throw comes in on a line from the center fielder, Jafari Williams, to hold the runners. Mora flies out. Wasn't quite deep enough, but Dylan Green to the plate now. Dylan Green, the typical second baseman, playing that DH position tonight. Dylan Green on the year, batting 279. He's got 17 RBIs. Here's a pitch from the righty. Fastball right in the top of the zone, a called strike one. No balls and one strike. Righty comes set, again with the bases loaded. Here's the 0-1. Foul back to the screen for strike two. Lots of traffic on the bases in this bottom of the first. Still a scoreless ball game, though, with Dylan Green looking to bust the game open right here, right now. Right-handed hitter, even stance, deep in the box. Green readies. Now the righty comes set off the first base side. The 0-2 pitch with two out in the dirt away. Green lays off of it. Ball one of the count. One ball and two strikes. The catcher, Coulter McMaster, is doing a great job of moving to his right. He's been a wall behind the plate so far in his ball game. Partly cloudy conditions tonight as the temperatures drop down to like 98. Ball in there again, blocked by the catcher. Kicks away from him toward the on-deck circle. Quickly, again, pouncing on it. And the pitcher coming over to keep everyone close. A great job by the catcher, by the pitcher, rather. I believe that is Kevin Stapleton, who played at Simpson University the last couple of years. He had a 10-13 ERA. He was 1-0. Now Stapleton comes set off the first base side. The 2-2 delivery. Fastball in the dirt, blocked again by McMasters. That will fill the count at three balls and two strikes. With two gone, Dylan Green with 17 RBIs on the year, looking to add to that total. With 3-2 and two outs, the runners will be going. Here's the payoff delivery. Hit in the air toward right. Should be playable. The right fielder on the run will squeeze it. Running back toward the corner. And Stapleton gets out of the bases loaded jam. The Colt 45s leave them loaded. The right fielder, Elias Rubio, gets the Alameda anchors out of the inning. The Colt 45 threaten, but they do not score. We're scoreless after one. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash. And they invite you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Ty Cook facing off against Wheelock, Williams, and McMasters, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for the Alameda Anchors. Colt 45 left them loaded in the top half, so we're still in a scoreless ball game. First pitch swinging toward Mondohano. Backhand play off the back foot, throws across, Mora digs it out. What a play by Isaac Mondohano. Backhand on a hop, and then off the back foot, reeled back and tossed it across. Beautiful pick at the other end as well by Andrew Mora. It looked like Matt Chapman out there over there at third base with a beautiful backhand play. Now Jafari Williams to the plate. All four outs for Ty Cook have been via the ground outs. Here's the pitch to the right end hitting Jafari Williams in the dirt low and away for ball one. Williams out of Jersey City, New Jersey. Here's the 1-0. It's a ground ball toward Mondohano diving to his left, kicks off his glove and past Reyes just out of his reach. That should be scored a single. That is the first hit of the ball game. For the Anchors. Mondohano was on the rim of the infield grass, diving to his left, kicked off of his glove, and Reyes unable to get within reach of it. And it went into left field where DeCanio played it back. Now a runner on first being held on by Mora. That's Williams. Showing bunt, pulling it back, but called strike one is the catcher Coulter McMasters. Ty Cook working from the first base side out of the stretch. Comes set. The 0-1 delivery with the Colt 45's infield at double play depth is inside to even up the count at one ball and one strike. With one out, the righty McMasters ready, says Cook, comes set, shakes off Handy a couple of times, now checks right at first, throw back to first base, not quite in time, diving back with the right hand was Williams. Cook, still peeping over there at Jafari Williams on first. Runner going, throw inside, throw down by Handy, is in plenty of time, the tag applied, in time to nab Jafari Williams. John Handy nabs the runner for out number two. Great play by Handy to take that pitch, catch that pitch inside, and quickly get his feet going the right direction and make a strong throw to second base that got there in plenty of time. It was a great jump by Jafari Williams, but Handy's arm is just like that as Cook winds and deals a swinging strike three on McMasters. And that is the way the inning ends after the Alameda Anchors fail to score in the top of the second inning. As we head to the bottom of the second inning, still in a scoreless ball game. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pull me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay, Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here on a wonderful Friday evening edition of Colt 45's baseball, the first game of a three-game weekend series against the Alameda Anchors, coached by Jerry Gibbs. Someone I know personally. As the lights come on here at Tiger Field, not nearly close to taking effect. Reyes, Mandujano, and Carroll do up against Stapleton. The first pitch to the right end hitting Reyes is on the inside corner at the knees, a called strike one. Reyes, shortstop tonight for the Colt 45s. This pitch from Stapleton, breaking ball misses high, keeping up the count at one ball, one strike. The defense behind Stapleton from left to right on the infield is Klinkenbeard at third and Hoskins at short. Then at first and second base is Wheelock at first and the second baseman Paul Wagner. From left to right field is Kelvin Jones, Jafari Williams, and then in right field, Elias Rubio. Stapleton kicks and deals the 2-1 delivery just outside. Four ball, three. Reyes taps the plate with his bat, now ready for that wide open stance, the 3-1. Swung on a line, shot up the middle and through for a base hit. Reyes putting the barrel to that one. Now Isaac Mandujano will step up to the plate. He made that great play in the bottom half on the backhand. Handling a hot rocket on a hop, threw it across in time, where Mora dug it out. Mandujano on the year batting 303 and 33 at bats. He's got 8 RBIs on the year. Slightly open stance. First pitch on the outside corner, just off the plate for ball one. Runner on first, that's Reyes being held on by the first baseman, Wheelock. The outfield shaded a couple of steps toward left. Quick pickoff attempt on over to first, not in time. It'll hold the runner close. Reyes over there at first base. does not have... It's actually 1-for-4. My apologies. 3-for-4 in the stolen base department, and now 4-for-5 after he breaks on this one and easily takes second base after the throw was offline by McMasters. That'll take away the double play. Reyes picking a great pitch to go on, got a good jump, and also got to second base in plenty of time. Binfield back. Here's a 2-0 from the righty, Stapleton. Breaking ball, fouled back to the screen. 2 balls and 1 strike. Two balls, one strike, nobody out. Infield shifted just a bit to pull on the right end, hitting Mondohano with the second baseman. Wagner holding the runner close at second base. That's Reyes. Now the 2-1 delivery is a breaking ball swing and a miss for strike two. Waved at by Mondohano. Way behind on it. He was looking for the breaking pitch, but just didn't quite pull the trigger at the right time. 2 balls and 2 strikes here in a scoreless bottom of the second. The 2-2 delivery from Stapleton misses low to fill the count. That's a 4th full count from Stapleton tonight. See Reddy's off that first base side. Glove tucked up by his shoulder. Ball dangling by his back leg. Now comes set. Checks the runner at second. That's Reyes. Delivers the payoff pitch. Is grounded to the left of the mound. Stapleton on the run delivers it and will toss it to the first baseman on the bag in time for the 1-3 put out. Great job by Stapleton to field his position for out number one. That moves the runner over to third. Now the first run of the ball game is 90 feet away. Second baseman Mark Anthony Carroll. To the plate now, a right-handed hitter. Open stance. Here's the delivery from Stapleton. Foul back out of play beyond the first base dugout. For strike one. No balls and one strike with one gone. And a runner on third. The outfield shaded a couple of steps toward left. The center fielder playing in. Here's the 0-1. It's a chopper up the middle and through for a base hit. Reyes will come in to score beyond the reach of the shortstop back behind the bag at second base. Hoskins unable to make a play on it. Mark Anthony Carroll gets an RBI single and the Colt 45s have a 1-0 lead here in this bottom of the second. They'll bring up the top of the order in Trajan Rogowski. Runner on first. That's Carroll. Carroll's also got some speed. Quick pickoff attempt on over first, not in time. Diving back was Mark Anthony Carroll. Rogowski ready. Takes a fastball in the inside corner. Called strike one. Quick pickoff attempt on over to first. Not in time again. Carroll is 4-for-5 on the year in stolen bases. There's the 0-1 to the righty. And calling time is the umpire. Making sure the scoreboard's right. It's a 2-1 count on Rogowski. A 1-2 count, my apologies. It is 2-1, my apologies. Scoreboard getting changed along with the umpire, making sure everything's right. 2 balls and 1 strike with one out. Stepping off again is Stapleton. Keeping Carroll honest over there at first. And now a balk being called And being awarded second base is Carroll. Runner on second for Rogowski. Now with a runner in scoring position. Here's a pitch from the righty Stapleton, still working out of the stretch with the runner on second. Breaking ball, foul back to the screen. Give Rogowski two strikes. The first baseman playing even with the bag, a few steps off the line. The infield shifted to pole. Here's the 0-2 delivery to Rogowski. Breaking ball, swung on, grounded to the shortstop. Gloves throws to first in time for the out. 6-3 put out, advances the runner to third.
Let's hear for a big boy tonight. That's Ryan.
For Kobe to fail. A great play by the Alameda anchor shortstop, Joseph Hoskins, moving to his left and making the quick throw on the money. Now the right hand hitting Rafael. Watches a breaking ball right at the knees, a called strike one. Great breaking ball from Stapleton. Now the 0-1 delivery from Stapleton. The breaking ball fouled back to the screen. Caught a piece of the catcher's mask. No balls and two strikes with two gone and a runner on third. The Colt 45s have a 1-0 lead. Shadows have now started to cover most of the field. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball. Fouled back and we'll do it again. Shadows covering most of the field with only right field and part of center field in the sun. With the right fielder facing west as the sun descends. Now the 0-2 delivery from Stapleton off the first base side out of the stretch. Fastball misses up and away. Moves the count to 1-2. Rafael steps back into the box. Knees bent, a slightly open stance. Here's the 1-2. The bottom of the zone, ring him up. Strike three called. Rafael goes down looking. It's the second strikeout for Stapleton. Both have been looking. The Colt 45s get one, but they strand one. It's 1-0 after two as we head to the top of the third. Tonight's Redding Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
I'm ready.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jake Green here with KCNR Shasta Redding. It's great to have you with us here on a wonderful Friday evening edition of Colt 45's Baseball. They're taking on the Alameda Anchors. Ty Cook facing off against the 7, 8, 9 hitters for the Anchors. with Rubio taking a hack. His first pitch fouls it back to the screen. Elias Rubio, right-hand hitter, getting his first crack at Ty Cobb tonight. Steps into the box. Slightly open stance with the knees bent. Here's the 0-1. Catches the top of the zone for strike two. Elias Rubio, the right fielder, working an 0-2 count. Here's the 0-2 delivery from Cook off the first base side. The windup check swing didn't go. Just a bit low and outside. Good take there from Rubio. Just missed the bottom of the zone. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Cook. Breaking ball. Ring him up. Strike three called. On the inside corner. Now the designated hitter, Guy Pulziotti, takes a breaking ball right down Broadway for a called strike one. Pulziotti with a name very reminiscent of Johnny Giovitella, played for the Angels. Swing and a miss for strike two. Pulizzati, right-hand hitter, open stance. Here's the 0-2 delivery from Cook. Grounds it toward the shortstop. Reyes chopper handles. Brings the first in time for the 6-3 putout. Great job by Reyes slinging it across. Crowd number two.
And the dancers across, throwing out some free t-shirts, so get
your yelling voice
ready.
Two gone here in this top of the third. Left hand hitting Joseph Hoskins, the shortstop, to the plate. With two gone. Takes a cut at that one for a called strike one. Next pitch chopped off the plate, but foul.
As Rick said, it's Surf Ninja Night. Boundary Waters will be giving away a bunch of t-shirts, swag.
Out of San Mateo, California, and University of San Diego. Here's the 0-2 from Cook. Bouncing, they're blocked by Handy. Moves the count to one ball and two strikes. To the left end hitting Hoskins. Switch hitter batting left. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Cook. Check swing. Doesn't matter. Strike three call to ring him up. He does go around on that. My apologies. And the side is retired. Colt 45's lead after 2.5. Tonight's rating Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The historic Tiger Field out here. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here on this Friday evening edition of Colt 45's Baseball. Leading things off will be the catcher, John Handy, digging from that right side. First pitch swing pops it up toward right. Should be playable. Shallow right field. The shortstop going out for it, but it'll be the right fielder calling him off. The left fielder, my apologies, Kelvin Jones. Out there along with the shortstop and third baseman. Got my outfield sides confused on my left and right, so my apologies. It was a left fielder with the catch. For out number one, Handy flies out. Now Dom DeCagno. Digging in from the right side with an open stance. Watches a off-speed. Catch the inside corner right at the knees for strike one. Pitch from Stapleton. Breaking ball right in the top of the zone. A called strike two. No balls and two strikes with one out. Left side of the infield shaded a bit to pull. Here's the 0-2 delivery from the righty Stapleton. Breaking ball hit in the air towards center field. Playable for the center fielder Williams. So he'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number two. A couple of flyouts, a couple of outs. That will bring up Andrew Mora, the first baseman, who flew out his last time up.
0-2-4.
Left-handed hitter. One of the many guys on this roster out of Reedley College watches a breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. There's a 1-0 just off the plate for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Stapleton readies now, winds and deals. Chopper up the first baseline. Foul. The umpire dodging it as it almost took out his chin. Some fun little chin music there for the first base umpire. The matrix move leaning out of the way of it. That's strike one. Two balls and one strike with two gone. Stapleton peering in at his catcher, McMasters. Now readies, winds, and deals 2-1. Breaking ball just a bit low for ball three. The 3-1 delivered from the righty, Stapleton. On the outside corner at the knees. Great pitch from Stapleton. Just caught the corner. Mora looking to continue this inning for the Colt 45s. The 3-2 waved at. It was away and in the dirt. The catcher, McMasters, clears, throws down to first base. And collecting the strikeout is Stapleton. The Colt 45s go 1-2-3. After three, it's 1-0. The Colt 45s up by a score of 1-0. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. We'll
summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Leading off is the top of the order, Kelvin Jones, who takes a first pitch breaking ball low and away for ball one here in this top of the fourth inning. The Colt 45's up by a score of 1-0. Left-hand hitter facing off against the righty, Ty Cook. Now stepping out, taking some time. Into practice swing is Kelvin Jones, the left-hand hitter. Swings on this one toward right center field. Center fielder Rogowski settles underneath it and will squeeze it just to the left of that 370 mark for a long, loud flyout from Jones. Barreled it, but not quite enough to get out of the park. Now the second baseman, Paul Wagner, to the plate. He grounded out his last time up. Paul Wagner out of Denair, California, and Ohlone College, 6-0, 195, takes a ball. Now the 1-0 delivery from the righty Cook to the right end hitting Wagner. Check swing and fill the first, didn't go for ball two. Now the righty Cook winds and deals the 2-0, the back ball right down Broadway. Called strike one. Two balls and one strike. Two one is chopped at the plate, but goes foul. Two and two. The right end hitting Wagner. On deck is Klinkenbeard. The 2-2 delivery from the righty Cook. Off that first base side, out of the windup. The fastball right at the knees on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. John Klinkenbeer to the plate now. Third baseman tonight for the Alameda Anchors. Rocking the socks up high. Cook winds and deals with two gone. This is low and away. One ball, no strikes with one out. Now the 1-0 from Cook is a breaking ball in on the hands, but caught the inside corner. The 1-1 to the pinch hitting Desmond. Swung on, grounded up the middle to Reyes. Moving to his left, smoothly fields it. Throws across a little bit high. Mora handles it. 6-3, and the side is retired. The Alameda Anchors go 1-2-3. After 3.5, it's 1-0. The Colt 45's up. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. Or they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
We'll be right back.
travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The DH, Dylan Green, to the plate. Green, Reyes, and Maduhano do up against Kevin Stapleton. The 1-0 delivery from Stapleton is foul tipped. Goes through the catcher back to the screen. We'll even up the count at one ball and one strike. The umpire hand delivering that baseball to allow the catcher some time to brush it off. Make sure he's all right. Now the 1-1 check swing in the dirt, appeal to first. Did not go around. Now a 2-1 count on the designated hitter who flew out to right his last time up. Stapleton winds and deals the 2-1. Fastball misses away for ball three. Three balls and one strike to the right-hand hitter. Green takes that next pitch upstairs and he'll work a leadoff walk. He goes down to first base with his free pass. Dylan Green on the year is 0 for 1 in the stolen bases department. Now the right-hand hitting Reyes steps in the box on the right side. Stapleton delivers a breaking ball just a bit inside for ball one. Reyes singled his last time up. He would steal second base, before coming around to score the lone run of the ball game. Here's a 1-0 to Reyes. Fouled back to the screen to even up the count at one ball and one strike. With nobody gone, the Alameda anchors looking for two on the infield. They have the left side shifted a bit to pull on the right-hander, looking for the twin killing, and quickly get two gone. Stapleton out of the stretch, comes set from that first base side, now winds deals a 1-1, upstairs, almost drew a back pick to first, that's Green over there with a huge secondary lead, two balls and one strike, Reyes steps back in, taps the plate with his bat, now waves the wood back and forth as Stapleton checks the runner at first, there's the 2-1, hit in the air towards shallow center field, Williams chasing in, calling off the second baseman, he'll squeeze it on the run, second baseman ducking out of the way. Second baseman Wagner. Williams doing a great job. Jafari Williams charging in on that. Got a great break on it. Was able to squeeze it on the run. That held the runner Dylan Green at first. Now Isaac Maduhano will step up to the plate. Right-hand hitter. With the runner on first. And the 9-hitter Carroll on deck. Maduhano watches an off-speed pitch miss inside. He's grounded out tonight. Ground ball right back to Stapleton off the left side of the mound. Quick pickoff attempt on over to first, not in time. Diving back was Green. Now Stapleton readies, glove at the belt. The 1-0 is a breaking ball just a bit inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes, the right-hand hitter. The 2-0, breaking ball, catches the bottom of the zone on the outside corner. Eighth count, two balls and one strike. 2-1. This is wide for ball three. Great play by McMaster, is moving all the way to his right to corral that, keep it in front of him, and keep the runner at first, which also keeps the double play in order with one gone. Stapleton comes set. Now deals the 3-1, runner going, breaking ball, check swing, throw down to second base, not in time. Mondohano getting the walk, so the throw down is indifferent regardless. Couple of walks in the inning. We'll put runners at first and second. As the anchors get some activity out in their bullpen. It's a sidewinding right-hander. The pitching coach is going to come out for the Alameda anchors and talk things over, buy a little bit of time. For the pitcher to warm up. It's Adam Aboud from Citrus Heights. My apologies, from Diamond Bar, California, the same hometown as Eric Winchester, the third base coach for the Colt 45s, and last year's starting pitcher, who ended up being the ace of the staff. Runners on first and second, the first baseman playing in front of the runner over at first base. Middle infielders shaded up the middle, looking for two. First pitch in the dirt, blocked by McMasters. Mark Anthony Carroll now with a 1-0 count on him. Right-hand hitter. Facing off against the right-hand throwing Kevin Stapleton. Working off the first base side out of the stretch. Breaking ball misses upstairs for ball two. Stapleton got out of a bases loaded jam in the first. Looking to get out of this jam here. The Colt 45s have left four on the bases so far tonight. Not looking to add to that total here. The 3-0 delivery from Stapleton to right-hand hitting Carroll is a breaking ball. For ball three, it was apparently a 2-0 count. So now it's 3-0. The scoreboard is incorrect. Now the 3-0 from Stapleton. The fastball swung on, grounded toward the shorts, the third baseman, gloves, throws to first on the run in time. And the runners move up 90 feet. Looked like it was going to be the shortstop making the play, but instead is the third baseman making the play, John Klinkenbeard, charging with his left hand. Now Tyler Zanizer will pinch hit for Rogowski. And he will also take over in right field. Swung on, a line shot past the reach of Stapleton. One run will come in to score. It's past second baseman into center field for a base hit. And Mondohano will come around to score. A pinch hit, two RBI single for Tyler Zanizer. And it's now 3-0. A hard hit ball just beyond the reach of Stapleton, who was coming off the mound after landing, finishing his delivery. It was past the diving reach of Paul Wagner and into center field where Williams played it back as quick as he could. But Mondohano coming around to score and easily trotting into score was Dylan Green. Now Colby Raphael takes a called strike. Raphael has singled and struck out tonight. He also has a stolen base. It's now 3-0. Runner going is a line shot toward the left field corner on a hop. Left fielder's going to cut off before the wall. Quick throw into third base is not going to be in time. Throw to second base on the back pick is not in time either. And safe at second base is Raphael. And even the fans here at Tiger Field are complaining that the field umpire wasn't even looking at the play. Raphael called safe, puts runners at second and third. The left fielder for the anchors, Kelvin Jones, played it back in as quick as he could. He had to play the ball in a hop, came up throwing with it. went to the third baseman, Desmond, who quickly made a throw to second base, trying to nab Rafael, but it was not in time. And Rafael gets the double. A walk, a flyout, a walk, a ground out, a single, and a double. And the Colt 45s have a 3-0 lead with runners at second and third for John Handy, who's 0-for-2 tonight. Handy with a wide open stance. Stapleton still in the game. This one's hit in the air toward left. Should be playable. The left fielder settles underneath it and will squeeze it for out number three. Handy flies out to the left fielder, Kelvin Jones. The Colt 45s get a pair, but they strand a pair. It's 3-0 after four. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field, Redding, California. Due up for the Alameda Anchors is Titus Wheelock, Jafari Williams, and Coulter McMasters, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for the Anchors. As Handy makes his throw down to second base, Titus Wheelock, the big right-hand hitter. Titus Wheelock, 6'1", 260 out of Riverbank, California, playing at Fresno Pacific, a transfer from Modesto Junior College. The pitch from Cook. This is up and away for ball one. Here's the 1-0 from Cook. Foul tip off the catcher. Handy will take a second, shake that off as the home plate umpire will do his due diligence and hand deliver a baseball to Cook, who will allow John Handy a little bit of time to shake it off and rub some dirt on it. One ball, one strike with nobody out, nobody on. Here's the 1-1 in the dirt, blocked by Handy for ball two. The outfield shaded toward left. Just a few steps for the center fielder, Rafael. Zanizer out there in right. The infield shifted to pull as well. The 2-1 delivery from Cook. Foul tipped back to the screen. Now Wheelock steps back into the box. 2-2 for the right-hand hitter with a wide stance. 2-2 delivery from Cook. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. And Wheelock is retired a-looking. That will bring up Jafari Williams, the center fielder. He steps up to the plate. Cook climbing back up the hill.
Set fielder for zero, Jafari Williams.
Off the first base side. Cook readies. Now delivers the right-hand hitter, a breaking ball in the outside corner right at the belt. A called strike one. He has the lone hit for the Alameda Anchors, but then was caught stealing. The 0-1 delivery from Cook. Just off the plate outside. Handy moving to his right to backhand it. One ball and one strike with one gone. Cook winds and deals the 1-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Hardy on that pitch was Williams. Unable to catch up to the high octane. Got blown right by him. Now the 1-2 delivery from Cook. Foul tipped back to the screen. Just got a piece of it to stay alive. Cook with a new baseball. Winds and deals the 1-2 delivery in the dirt. Smothered by Handy. 2-2. The 2-2 delivery from Cook. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Another strikeout for Cook. He's got 6 on the night. 4 looking and 2 swinging. Now the right-hand hitting Coulter McMasters will step up to the plate. He struck out swinging his first time up. Slightly open stance for the righty. The pitch from Cook is popped up toward the first base dugout. Mora giving chase right in front of the Anchors dugout, and the side is retired. The Anchors go 1-2-3. We're halfway through our ball game tonight. After 4.5, the Colt 45 is up by a score of 3-0. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown. Reading Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's the bottom of the fifth inning. On in relief of Tevin Stapleton is Adam Abode. Sidewinding right-hander, submariner out of Diamond Bar, California. 6 foot 190 out of West Hills Coalinga College. 6 foot right-hander who's actually a switch hitter. Something you don't see a lot out of a pitcher. As McMasters completes his throwdown, it will be DeCagno, Mora, and Green due up for the Colt 45s. Here in this bottom of the fifth inning, with the Colt 45s up by a score of 3-0. Right hand hitting DeCagno steps into the box. He's blown out and walked tonight. Kanyo, ready in that right-hand box. open stance. And the delivery from Abode is just a bit inside for ball one. Now the 1-0. Misses up and in. Catches the inside corner. Even up the count at one ball and one strike. Right in hitting DeCano. Open stance facing off against the relief pitcher. Chopped at the plate, goes foul. One ball and two strikes. Caño adjusts his batting gloves, now steps back in. On deck is Andrew Mora. Now the pitch from the right hand, Abode, goes all the way to the backstop for ball two, right through the catcher. Abode trying to do what he can to keep the anchors in this ball game. It's a 2-2 count on the righty DeCano. As Abode readies, sidewinding righty, kicks and deals a 2-2 upstairs for ball three. A full count on the right end, hitting DeCano with the open stance. Swung on and fouled up the third base side. Foul out of play. And we'll do it again. Three balls and two strikes to the right-hand hitter. There's a payoff pitch. Swung on and poked the other way into right field for a base hit. DeCano wins the battle. And the leadoff man is aboard. Great inside-out swing. Poked it the other way for the base hit. As the right fielder for the anchors, Rubio, plays it back. Andrew Mora to the plate now.
In the batter's box for the 45s, first baseman number 24, Andrew Mora.
Go, Andrew!
The anchors looking for two on the infield. Taking his lead from first is DeCano. Now the pitch on the outside corner to the left hand hitting Mora for strike one. No balls and one strike to the left hand hitter. Mora readies as Abode comes set. Now the 0-1 from the righty is a ground ball toward the first baseman. Moving to his right from the knee is going to have to take it himself to first in time. Moving up to second base is DeCano. Great job by Wheelock. He was going to throw from the knee to second base, but it wasn't going to get there in time. So instead of walking away from the play with no outs and two on, it's a runner on second with one out after Mora grounds out on the three unassisted for out number one. Now Dylan Green to the plate. He's walked and flown out tonight. Right-hand hitter with an open stance. As a sidewinding righty kicks and deals from foul back to the screen for strike one. And the anchors already have more activity up in their bullpen. Here's the delivery from Abode. In this fifth inning, his first inning of relief. Now the pitch from the righty misses low and in. One ball and one strike. Abode peering in at his catcher McMasters. He sets up in. Now the 1-1 delivery from the righty, he checks the runner. Hit in the air toward right center, And it's going to go all the way to the wall. The right fielder's going to have to play it off the wall. Around third coming in to score is DeCagno. The throw-in is not going to be in time. Quick squirts through the catcher all the way back to the screen where the pitcher recovers it, holds the runner at second base. Dylan Green with the RBI double. Coming around to score was DeCagno, the right fielder. Rubio giving chase, but it was too far beyond him. It went all the way to the wall. Short hopped the wall off the warning track and made a strong throw in, but just not quite in time. Green adding an RBI to his total on the year. Now Adam Reyes at the plate. He's singled, stolen a base, and flown out tonight. As he steps into the box. About ready from the first base side. Checks the runner at second. And it's 4-0 ball game now in the bottom of the fifth. Sidewinder delivers off the foot of Reyes. Reyes will take first base. Looked like on the delivery, About just slipped a little bit and lost a bit of a touch with that pitch. Ended up dropping way far out of the zone and in. And got the foot of Reyes. Now Mondohano steps into the box. Runners on first and second. The sidewinder deals a fastball right on the top part of the zone on the outside corner for strike one. Runners on first and second. Here's the 0-1 delivery from About with the infield shifted. The right hand hitting Mondohano to pull. This one's chopped foul right off a plate. Count moves to no balls and two strikes. Here's the 0-2 with one out from About as he comes set. Now kicks and deals. Ground ball toward first, diving to his left, and it's through for a base hit toward the line. Around third coming in to score is Green. Holding at third is Mondohano, and holding at first, my apologies, holding at third is Reyes. Holding at first is Mondohano with the single. Squeaked through wheel lock, and now it's 5-0. Runners at the corners. For the right-hand hitting, Mark Anthony Carroll out of Fresno, California. Another kid from Reedley College. Colt 45s with a one-out rally going. They've put a couple on the board. Right-hand hitter, open stance. As About kicks and deals. Breaking ball fouled back to the screen for strike one. No balls and one strike to the right-hand hitter. Runners take their leads from first and third. The first baseman, Wheelock, holding on the runner, Mondohano. The 0-1 delivery from the righty is fouled toward the anchor's bullpen for strike two. Carroll has singled and grounded out tonight. The 0-2 with one out as About checks the runners. Now comes set. Picks and deals the 0-2. Misses low. It's going to squeak past the catcher. Quickly makes a play on it. Pouncing on it again to hold the runner at third, but Mondohano takes second base. On the pass ball. Puts two runners in scoring position now. With one ball and two strikes. The 1-2 with one out. Swing and a miss. Carroll down on strikes. That's the second out of the inning. The first strikeout collected by Adam Aboud. We'll bring up the top of the order in Tyler Zanizer, who had that two RBI single his last time up. Now facing off against a new pitcher. His first try at the relief pitcher for the Anchors. He takes a pitch down and in for ball one. One oh to the right fielder who took over for Trajan Rogowski in the fourth inning. The 1-0 pitch from the righty is fouled back to the screen. That evens up the count at one ball and one strike.
Iconic institution serving up select steak seafood, cocktails, and grilled family lit, full-time digs.
One ball and one strike. With two gone here in this 5-0 ball game, in the bottom of the fifth, the Colt 45s have put a pair on the board. Runners take their leads from second and third. The 1-1 delivery from the righty on the outside corner at the knees called strike two. Zanizer already has two RBIs tonight. He's 1-for-1. Adam Aboud gets a sign, checks the runners. Now comes set. Now the 1-2. Swing! And a miss. Aboud gets out of the jam with minimal damage. Strikes out a pair. And the side is retired. The Colt 45s get two, but they strand two. After five, it's 5-0. The Colt 45s up on the Alameda Anchors. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Fuel in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here in this sixth inning. The Colt 45's on top by a score of 5-0. It's going to be the right end hitting Elias Rubio, the right fielder, getting his second crack at Ty Cook. He struck out looking his last time up. Right-hand hitter, wide-open stance. Here's the first pitch from Cook. Swung on, a little flare, back to second base. Second baseman coming in, Mark Anthony Carroll. Well, squeeze a nice little bucket catch for out number one. I'll bring up Guy Polzotti. The designated hitter tonight. He grounded out to the shortstop his last time up. Right-hand hitter with a wide-open stance. Cook winds and deals. Fastball misses away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Cook working quick here in this top of the sixth as the sunset has really started to come to life here. The clouds around us turning a nice little pink-purpley hue as Cook draws a swing and a miss there to even up the count at one ball and one strike. With one gone, Cook delivers a breaking ball, foul tipped. Lavati just getting a piece of it. One ball and two strikes with one gone and nobody on. The Alameda Anchors down by five, running out of time. Now the 1-2 delivery from Cook off the right side. Hit in the air towards center. The center fielder, Rafael, shifting over, will squeeze it for the out. Two gone for the nine hitter, Joseph Hoskins, the shortstop. Switch hitter batting left, facing off against right-hand throwing Ty Cook, who's working off that first base side of the rubber. Two outs in this top of the sixth. The pitch from Cook is foul pitch back to the screen for strike one. Heater tried to blow it past him. No balls and one strike. Cook winds and deals the 0-1. Just off the plate outside. Even up the count at one ball and one strike. Corner infielders a few steps off the line. 1-1 delivery. Hit in the air toward right center field. Rafael giving chase. Should be playable. He'll squeeze it on the run. Drifting back towards the warning track. And the Anchors go 1-2-3. A trio of flyouts. The side is retired as we head to the bottom of the sixth with the Colt 45s up by a score of 5-0. Tonight's Reading Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Andrews Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us tonight for this Friday evening edition of Colt 45 Baseball. It's a new pitcher on in relief of Adam Abaud, who went one inning. He had a couple of strikeouts. He gave up two runs, all earned on four hits. Not sure who's on in relief. No number on the back of the jersey. As soon as we get a name, we'll get it to you. Due up is Rafael, Handy, and DeCagno for the Colt 45s. Rafael has singled and doubled tonight. He also has a stolen base and has struck out. He'll be facing off against the right-hand reliever for the Alameda Anchors. Colby Rafael out of San Francisco State. He's 5 of 6. He was 5 of 6, my apologies, at SF State in the stolen base department. Watch the breaking ball catch the inside corner for a called strike one. The right-hand hitting Rafael readies. Right-hander works off the first base side. There's a fastball upstairs. Even up the count at one ball and one strike. Now the righty kicks and deals. 1-1 taken. Now the 2-1 off the first base side. Breaking ball popped foul out of the reach of Wheelock giving chase. That evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes after the flare foul.
Kids, if you sign up for the Beach Ball, come on down to the gate behind the third base tag.
For fail, working a 2-2 count against the right-hand reliever. Here in this bottom of the sixth, it's a 5-0 ball game. The 2-2, breaking ball, shot toward the third baseman, gloves, throws the first on a hop in a hurry, and escapes wheel lock. Safe at first is Rafael on the error. An error on the third baseman. Desmond, who came into the game for John Klinkenbeard back in the fourth inning. Now the right-hand hitting John Handy to the plate. Right-hand hitting backstop tonight for the Cole 45s. He's shown off that arm a couple of times. He nabbed Williams trying to steal second base. Now Handy readies as Rafael takes his lead at first. He'll probably be going here on one of these next two pitches. Breaking ball misses inside for ball one. Handy's flown out a couple of times and also struck out looking. Now the righty kicks and deals the 1-0. Check swing, called strike one, in on the hands. But caught a corner of the zone. Great pitch there from the righty. Now the 1-1 delivery, Rafael running. No throw down, breaking ball taken for a strike. Rafael was already halfway to second base before the pitcher even fully went into the windup. Rafael easily taking away the double play from the Alameda Anchors. One ball and two strikes on the right-hand hitting John Handy. To readjust, now steps back into the box. Rafael takes his lead from second. Now the 1-2 delivery from the right-hander as he checks the runner at second. Breaking ball, a little flare over the second baseman and into shallow right center field for a base hit. Williams up with the ball, throw home on a line, tag applied in time. Rafael is tagged out. A great play by the center fielder of the Alameda Anchors, Jafari Williams, getting behind the ball and putting a lot on it. John Handy gets the single, but out on the 8-2 put out is Colby Rafael. Great job by Jafari Williams to nab the speedster to keep this game 5-0, and it's still within reach for the Alameda Anchors. Handy will get a courtesy runner out there at second base. Ryan Ham will be the courtesy runner. Over there at first base being held on by Wheelock. With one out now, the Anchors a double play away from getting out of the inning. First base is way inside, turning DeCagno away for ball one. DeCagno has singled, walked, and flown out tonight. DeCagno with an open stance and the socks up high as the righty comes set, checks the runner at first. Now the 1-0 delivery is hit in the air towards center. Jafari Williams breaking in for it. Should be playable. Squeeze it on the run. Thought about a quick throw back into first, but decides to just relay it back into the cutoff man. And DeCagno is retired for out number two. DeCagno, victim for out number two. Runner on first. That's the courtesy runner, Ryan Ham. As Andrew Mora takes a called strike one. Next pitch catches the bottom of the zone for strike two. Mora has flown out, struck out, and grounded out tonight. And now he's got an 0-2 count on him as the righty kicks and deals. Breaking ball misses way upstairs for ball one. One ball and two strikes with two gone. Runner on first. Here in this 5-0 ball game, the Alameda Anchors keeping it close. The 1-2 delivery with two gone. Misses way away for ball two to the left-hand hitting Andrew Mora. Two and two. Mora battling here with a runner on first. Second baseman shifted to pull. The 2-2 delivery is a breaking ball way outside for ball three. McMaster, the catcher, moving all the way to his left to keep that from squeaking past him. Now full count with two gone. The runner will be breaking. Stepping off is a right-hander. Calling time. Mora steps back into the box now. As the right-hander readies, gets his sign from McMaster, the catcher. Now comes set up the first base side. The payoff pitch with two gone. In the dirt. And Mora works a walk. We'll put runners on first and second. Another walk for the Cold 45s. And now Dylan Green to the plate. Who's doubled, flown out, and walked tonight. He doubled his last time up. That was facing off against Adam Abound. Out of Folsom College. Runner in scoring position with two gone. Now the defense playing behind the runner at first. First pitch misses low and in for ball one. Green steps back in. Slightly open stance for the right-hand hitter. The 1-0 delivery from the righty off the first base side. Squeaks all the way past the catcher to the backstop, and both runners are going to move up easily with no contest on that wild pitch that squeaked all the way through the five-fold. Runners on second and third with two gone. So the catcher, McMaster, goes out, has a little chat with his pitcher. McMaster's now gets back behind the plate. Flicks the mask back on and relays the sign to his right-hand relief pitcher. Two balls and no strikes on the designated hitter tonight for the Colt 45's Dylan Green. The 2-0 delivery from the right-hander. Swung on and missed for strike one. Huge cut there from Green. Came up empty. 2-1 with two gone. The Colt 45's up 5-0 here in this bottom of the sixth. The 2-1 delivery from the righty. Breaking ball, check swing, appeal, called strike two. Thought I'd just chase that breaking ball. Dylan Green working the 2-2 count. Right-hand relief pitcher trying to get out of the jam with no damage. The 2-2 pitch. This is inside. Ball three. It's an off-speed pitch coming in on the hands of Dylan Green. Three balls and two strikes with two gone. Any sort of contact, the runners will be going. The 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball is going to plunk Green, and he'll take first base. It was going to be ball four anyway. Hit batsman will load the bases for Adam Reyes, who has singled twice and stolen a base and flown out tonight. He's 2-for-3. And Reyes is going to get a little chat here from Bob Anderson as the pitching coach is going to go out and talk to his relief pitcher out there on the mound. Bob Anderson has a little chat with Reyes. make sure they're all on the same page about what they're trying to do here. As McMaster's now makes his way back along with the pitching coach Rojas. In this 5-0 ball game, the bases are loaded for the Colt 45s. They've left 8 on base tonight already, and they don't want to add to that. They have a huge chance here to really blow this game out of the water. Here's the first pitch from the righty. Fastball on the outside corner right at the knees. Called strike one. No balls and one strike with two gone. Now the 0-1. Still with two gone from the righty. Swung on, grounded toward the shortstop of the 5-6 hole. Backhand throw across his body to first. A reach by Wheelock. What a play. Reaching down the first baseline and keeping his foot on the bag is Wheelock. The Colt 45s leave him loaded. They fail to score here in the bottom half of the sixth. After six, it's 5-0. The Colt 45s on top. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's the top of the order, and Kelvin Jones, a lefty, on facing off against Ty Cook. He's got a 1-1 count on him before he calls time. He's going to readjust his batting gloves and settle back in here. It's 5-0 after 6 here in this top of the 7th. Now the pitch from Cook. Swing and a miss for strike 2. Blew a heater by him. Makes the count 1-2. The infield shifted a couple of steps to pull on the left-hand hitter, along with the outfield shaded toward right. The 1-2 delivery from Cook. Fastball upstairs. 2-2. The 2-2. The line shot up the middle and through for a base hit. That's the second hit of the evening for the Alameda Anchors. Colt 45 do have some activity out in their bullpen. Should things become unraveled here for Ty Cook?
0-4-8. 8-4-7.
5-0 here in this top of the seventh. Runner on first being held on by Mora. That's Kelvin Jones. Cook out of the stretch, checks the runner at first. The moderate lead. He's 2 or 3 steps off the bag. Now the pitch from Cook showing bunt. It's going to stay fair. Complete dead fish bunt. Ty Cook throws the first, not in time. Beautiful bunt for Paul Wagner. Gives him an infield single. It was up the third baseline, and it stayed on the grass fair about 6 inches away from heading foul. Great job for the second baseman to get aboard. And now Desmond to the plate. Evan Desmond. Right-hand hitter. He took over for John Klinkenbeard back in the fourth inning. He grounded out to the shortstop his last time up. The Colt 45 is looking for two. It's a line shot toward Reyes. Moving to his left, it's going to go into center field for a base hit around third, coming in to score. The throw being cut off, and Kelvin Jones comes around to score. Holding at second base is Wagner, and three straight singles will score a run. Desmond, first pitch swinging, puts the anchors on the board, and now Titus Wheelock, who had that fantastic play over at first, reaching down the first baseline with his foot on the bag after the backhand play by the shortstop, Joseph Hoskins, to end the Colt 45's chances in the bottom half. First pitch misses low and away for ball one. It was a fantastic play by the shortstop in the 5-6 hole, threw across his body in time to nab Adam Reyes. Now the 1-0. Cook checks the runner at second. Now kicks and deals a fastball on the outside corner right at the belt. One ball and one strike. Titus Wheelock readies as Cook comes set. Now kicks and deals the 1-1 pitch. Right at the knees on the inside corner, called strike two. Wheelock thought it missed. Cook trying to get out number one of the inning here. One ball, two strikes, nobody out, and two on. The anchors have already scratched one across. The 1-2 pitch from Cook. Fastball misses inside for ball two. Rushes Wheelock off the plate. Two balls and two strikes with nobody out. The 2-2 pitch from Cook. As he comes set, glove at the belt. Now checks the runner, kicks and deals. This is low. Wheelock working the count full, and the Alameda Anchors dugout getting back into this ball game, cheering on their teammates. Cook carrying it at handy. Shakes him off now. Wheelock will call time. Wheelock steps back in. Wide open stance for the right-hand hitter. Runners on first and second. The 3-2 pitch from the righty Cook as he checks the runners. Swing! And a miss. Wheelock can't keep up with the fastball, and that is out number one for the Alameda Anchors. Now the Colt 45 is just double play away from putting this inning to bed. Jafari Williams to the plate, the center fielder. He singled and struck out swinging tonight. Before this inning, he was the lone hit for the Alameda Anchors. Where he was caught stealing. First pitch to the right end, hitting Williams from Cook as he checks the runners. Fastball right at the knees on the outside corner. Called strike one. Williams steps back in, waves the bat back and forth. Mora playing behind the runner at first. The infield shifted a couple of steps to pull, with Mark Anthony Carroll shaded up the middle of the 0-1. In the dirt, Handy, great job moving to his left, keeping it in front of him. He was set up away, able to cross over and move all the way to his left to keep it squirting by him. 1-1 with one out as the runners take their leads from first and second. Cook gets a sign. Now comes set. Quick pickoff attempt over to first. Just a whirl and a bluff. Mora not there, but retracing his steps back to first base was Evan Desmond. Cook trying to keep him honest. One ball and one strike. Cook comes set in the first base side. The 1-1 delivery. It's a line shot on the ground toward Reyes. Flip to second for one. The relay to first. In time! 6-4-3, and the side is retired. The anchors get one, but they leave one. It's time to stretch here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, with the Colt 45s up by a score of 5-1. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick's Lane Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field. Leading things off here in this bottom of the seventh is Isaac Mondohano. Now working a 2-0 count. Facing off against the relief pitcher for the Alameda Anchors. A new pitcher on in relief. Now a 5-1 ball game. The Anchors pulling back within four after they scratched one across in the previous inning. Manahano lines this one foul down the third base side. Two balls and one strike. My apologies for not having names for some of these Alameda Anchors players, but there's no numbers on the back of their jerseys, so I'm just doing the best I can. Now the 2-1 delivery is a breaking ball. Just misses in for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Full count on Mondohano. Now the payoff pitch from right-hand reliever. This is way upstairs. And Mondohano will work a leadoff walk. Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate. Carroll has struck out, grounded out, and singled tonight. Right-hand hitter, open stance. Delivery, laying down the bunt. It's going to go past the pitcher. He slips and falls. The second baseman charging in. Nowhere to go. Everybody's going to be safe. The second baseman, Wagner, charging all the way in from the rim of the outfield grass, trying to make a play on it. But everybody is going to be safe. Great bunt from Mark Anthony Carroll. And all of a sudden, nobody out, and there's runners on first and second. As Lion the Bat Boy gets some applause from the fans here. Tyler Zanizer, the top of the order now. He's 1-for-2 on the night after he took over for Trajan Rogowski. Here's the pitch to Zanizer from the righty. Fastball just catches the bottom of the zone for a call-up strike one. No balls and one strike. Here's the 0-1. So righty comes set, checks the runner. The Anchors defense shifted to pull. The 0-1. Breaking ball. Ducking out of the way was Zanizer. He hit that 2 RBI single when he first pinch hit for Rogowski. Now the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball fouled back to the screen for strike two. The catcher McMaster is going to call time and go out and talk to his pitcher. Help him settle in. A walk, a single, and now a 1-2 count on Tyler Zanizer, the right-hand hitter out of Palisadro, California, patrolling right field tonight. After he came into the game for Rogowski in that leadoff spot, shifted Colby Raphael over to center field. Rogowski readies. Wheel lock playing in front of the runner at first. The other infielders shaded toward the left side. The second baseman shaded up the middle. The outfield playing straight up. The 1-2 pitch to Zanizer as the righty checks the runner back at second. Wave and a miss. Zanizer goes down swinging. A big breaking pitch there is out number one. Great pitch from the righty reliever. And now Colby Raphael to the plate. Raphael readies, backed off the plate. The catcher McMaster is moving to his left, keeps the ball nearby. Ball one. He's reached on an error. Singled, doubled, and stolen a pair. Raphael. Knees slightly bent deep in the box. The Anchors looking for two on the infield. The 1-0 from the righty. Fastball just a bit upstairs for ball two. Now the 2-0 from the righty. He comes set, checks the runner at second as Mandujano. Now Clifton deals the 2-0. It's a ground ball toward the shortstop. Glove slips to second for one. The relay to first. Not in time. 6-4 fielder's choice. Moves the runner to third. Safe at first is Rafael. Those wheels being shown off yet again. Carroll erased on the play. Runners at the corners for Ryan Ham. My apologies. John Handy. Ryan Ham was his courtesy runner when he got on in his previous at-bat with that single. John Handy's 1-for-4 on the night with the single. Other than that, he's flown out twice and struck out looking. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand hitting Handy. Rafael taking second base. Throw down to second base. Gonna hold on to it. McMaster's the catcher. Fakes the throw down to second. Was trying to draw Mandujano off the bag at third. Stealing second base. His third stolen base of the night is Colby Rafael. He moves into scoring position. Two gone. Now two runners in scoring position for the Colt 45s. The righty comes set off that first base side. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Andy will go for a little stroll back behind home plate now. Steps back into the box. Now the 0-2 delivery after that first pitch was taken for a called strike when Rafael stole second. The 0-2 is the righty comes set. Runners take their leads from second to third. The kick, the delivery, misses low and away. One ball and two strikes. Smothering that again was the catcher McMasters. He's been busy back there behind the plate tonight. Now Handy settles back in. Readjusts his grip on the bat, waves the wood back and forth a couple of times, and now readies. The righty comes set, the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, ducking out of the way is Handy. 2-2. On deck is Dom DeCagno. Should the inning continue? Runners in scoring position here for the Colt 45s. They've left 11 on base so far tonight. The 2-2 pitch from the righty. Fastball goes all the way through the catcher and off the umpire. Caroms toward the on-deck circle, but everyone's going to hold. That's ball three. Handy gets a sign from the third base coach. Now the catcher McMasters is going to go out and chat with his pitcher. Make sure they're on the same page. As the field umpire is going to check on the home plate umpire. Make sure he's all right. Hit him right on the inside of that shoulder, on the left, his left shoulder. Just caught a piece of him. He's got that chest protector there, but still stings a little bit. Three balls, two strikes with two outs. Runners on second and third. It's a 5-1 ball game here in the bottom of the seventh. The righty Handy facing off against the right-hander, working from the first base side. The pitch. Swung on, grounded toward the third baseman. Handles it. Throws across. A little bit high, but wheel lock holds on. Gets his foot on the bag in time. A 5-3 routine play for Evan Desmond. And the side is retired. The Colt 45 strand a pair. They score none. It's 5-1 after 7 as we head to top of the 8th inning with a new arm on in relief for the Colt 45s. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their cloth car wash where they take the time to hand wash and free scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
I don't want it, it's a sign. When it strikes, my world changes.
travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
And welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Nolan Bentley on in relief of Ty Cook. Ty Cook went 7 innings of 4-hit ball. He gave up 1 and struck out 7. He qualifies for the win. Should the Colt 45s hold on here in this 5-1 ball game, it's the top of the 8th. The first pitch from Bentley is going to plunk the right-hand hitting Colter McMasters. And he'll get first base. Nolan Bentley on the year has 2 saves in 5 games. He's thrown 6 innings, 11 strikeouts, and 4 walks. He last pitched on June 19th against NBO Sacramento in an 11-2 win. Out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, now the righty deals. It's a soft liner towards center field. Rafael will squeeze it. A couple of pitches. Nice line out right at Rafael in shallow center field. One gone now for the right end hitting guy, Pulziotti. Parker Hellickson is actually going to pinch hit for Pulziotti. He fouls this one back toward the parking lot for strike one. Hellickson working a 1 count against Bentley. Not wanting to hit into a double play here. So he takes a call. Ball just off the plate. Here in this 5-1 ball game. And the top of the 8th. Now the 1-1 pitch to the right end hitting Hellickson is a line shot toward left center. It's going to fall for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Rafael, who bobbles it momentarily and taking third base. Now caught in between first and second is Hellickson. Looks like he pulled a hamstring. He's going to hobble back to first base where he's tagged out. And safe at third is McMaster's courtesy runner. Rounding first base, it looked like Hellickson pulled a hamstring or a quad or something in his leg. Had to hobble back and retrace his steps. He was midway between first and second as Rafael made the throw in. And a very strange out. 8-3 on the play. Hellickson is retired, and now the left-hand hitting Joseph Hoskins to the plate. He's 0-2 tonight with a strikeout and a flyout. Left-hand hitter. Bentley comes set. Now kicks and deals off the plate outside for ball one. Cook went 7. Bentley trying to be done with this 8th inning. Now the 1-0. This is wide for ball 2. Two balls and no strikes as Bentley checks the runner at third. Now kicks and deals a 2-0. Misses low. Two and one. With two gone. Here's the pitch from Bentley. Allen catches the outside corner and moves the cap to 3-1 now. With two gone. On the left hand hitting, Joseph Hoskins. Bentley kicks and deals the 3-1 with the runner on third, misses wide. And Hoskins will take his free pass. Things starting to get interesting. As Kelvin Jones will be up to the plate now, left hand hitter. He singled and came around to score his last time up. Top of the order, Kelvin Jones. Runners on first and third. That's Hoskins at first and McMaster's courtesy runner at third. Bob Anderson talking over with the umpire some substitutions he's made. Now, all the umpires will come together and have a conference as they talk things over. Five to one with two gone. The left end hitting Kelvin Jones facing off against Nolan Bentley in this top of the eighth. And now, not sure what's happening. But somebody just got called out. The Colt 45s are walking off the field. I believe they had the count wrong on the nine hitter, Joseph Hoskins. I believe it was a 2-1 count before it went 2-2. And now the coach is talking things over. Derry Gibbs and Bob Anderson along with the umpires. No one's particularly heated or anything, but the Colt 45s haven't fully walked off the field as they make their way back now. Hopefully we get some sort of explanation here. And no one's called out. There's still two gone. Bob Anderson's going to go out and talk to his pitcher. Now his whole infield called in. Two outs, runners on first and third for the Alameda Anchors. Trying to do what they can to get this ball game back within a closer reach. Kelvin James Jones will be facing off against Nolan Bentley when this meeting gets broken up. Not sure exactly what has transpired here. I believe it was a slew of substitutions. Now Handy makes his way back along with Bob Anderson. The whole infield returns to their spaces and places. In the bottom of the eighth, it will be DeCanio, Mora, and Green due up, the heart of the order. Bentley will take a couple more warm-up tosses here. Just to make sure he's still loose. Now stepping into the box, Kelvin Jones. Runners on first and third with two gone as they take their leads. Here's the pitch from Bentley. Waved out a line shot, almost taking out the runner at first into right field for a base hit. Coming in to score is McMasters. Jones, first pitch swinging, gets an RBI single. It's now 5-2.
Bring it to the plate.
Now Paul Wagner to the plate. He's 1-for-3 on the night. He's singled, struck out, and grounded out. The infield shifts the pole on the right-hand hitter. Wide stance deep in the box. Bentley comes set off the third base side of the rubber. Runners on first and second. Kicks and deals with two gone and is going to hit Paul Wagner on the shoulder blades. Wagner's going to walk that off. That will load the bases. That's the second hit batsman for Nolan Bentley. And now Evan Desmond to the plate. Paul Wagner still stressing that one out over there at first base. All of a sudden, the tying run is at first base. And Paul Wagner, after taking that pitch between the shoulder blades, probably wants nothing more than to score. Bases are loaded with two gone. 5-2. Here's a pitch from Bentley to the right-hand hitter. Is hit in the air toward the left center gap. One runner will score. It's going to go all the way to the wall. We'll fail to play it back. Another runner will score. Coming to score is Jones. Hard turn at third is Wagner, and he will come in to score. It's a bases-clearing double, and this ball game is tied. Just like that, Evan Desmond delivers for the Alameda Anchors, and we're all knotted up at 5. The Alameda Anchors have come all the way back. They nab Nolan Bentley. They score 4, and there's still 2 gone. What a great piece of hitting there from Evan Desmond to drive that ball to the left center gap right below the 358 mark out there. Rafael had to play it back in. And a great job by the runners aboard to read that well and come around to score all the way from first. That was Evan Desmond. Now it's 5-5. The first pitch from Bentley is a called strike to Titus Wheelock, who's 0-for-3 tonight with a pair of strikeouts and a ground out. Right in hitting, first baseman for the Anchors. Here's the 0-1 from Bentley as he comes set, working off that first base side of the rubber. Now the 0-1. A line shot toward left field for a base hit. Up with the ball as the left fielder holding at third as the throw comes in. Hot from the left fielder, Zanizer. My apologies. Yes, Zanizer. Ticanio is out in right field. So lots of outfield shuffling around. Rafael stays in center. Now Jafari Williams to the plate. Runners at first and third for Jafari Williams, the ninth batter of the inning for the Alameda Anchors. Bentley delivers a fastball up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. With two gone here in this 5-5 ball game. Runners on first and third. Bentley kicks and deals the 1-0 to the right-hand hitting Williams. There's a line shot up the middle, diving for it as the second baseman Carroll's not going to get it, and the Alameda Anchors have the lead. Runners at first and second, and they've sent 9 to the plate, or 10 to the plate now, and they've batted around. It will be Coulter McMasters to the plate. Bob Anderson comes out to the mound. He's going to take the baseball from Nolan Bentley, who just had himself the toughest outing of the season. He'll walk back to the dugout. It will be a new pitcher on in relief. After this short break, it'll be Colton McMasters facing off against the Colt 45s here in this top of the eighth inning. The Alameda Anchors now have a 6-5 lead. We'll be right back after this.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Tiger Field in Redding, California. Matt Henry on in relief after Nolan Bentley just could not seem to put away these Alameda anchors. Matt Henry on the year. In three games and five innings pitched, he struck out seven. He has a 180 ERA. As he concludes his warm-up tosses, he'll be facing off against the 10th batter of the inning for the Alameda anchors in Colton McMasters. Has started off the rally. That's turned into five runs for the anchors with a hit Baston, then a line out, and then a long single that resulted in an out. Parker Hellickson was thrown out in between the first and second. Then a walk, a single, a hit Baston, a double, a single, and another single. And then Nolan Bentley's night was over. Now Colter McMasters digging in from the right side, facing off against Matt Henry. Matt Henry, the righty, comes set with two gone here in this top of the eighth. Here's the pitch from Henry. The line shot up the middle and through for a base hit. Coming around to score is Wheelock. The throw from the center fielder will fail on a line. Not in time, and Wheelock will come around to score. Another hit for the Alameda anchors in the inning. And that moves the runner on first, Jafari Williams, up to second base. Runners at first and second now for the right end hitting Elias Rubio. All of a sudden, the Alameda anchors offense has come alive. It's now 7-5 here in this top of the eighth inning. This game for sure has flipped around. Now the righty Henry kicks and deals. Fouled back out of play. Back behind the crowd for strike one. Logan Kim, a pinch hitter for Elias Rubio. Stepping into the box. Working an 0-1 count. Henry comes set. Now checks the runner at second. Run takes the lead from first. This one's popped up back toward the Alameda anchors on deck circle, but it's going to land in the crowd. And staying alive is Kim. That is strike two.
Community-minded offering five-star service.
Logan Kim out of San Ramon, California. No balls and two strikes with two gone. Matt Henry trying to put this inning away. Runners on first and second. It's 7-5. The anchors have scored six. Here's the pitch from Henry off the first base side. Waved at in the dirt. Handy blocks it. Clears. Throws down to first in time. And the side is finally retired. Six runs in the inning for the Alameda anchors. It's 7-5 as we head to the bottom of the eighth. The Colt 45s down by two. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. We have a thriller tonight. The Colt 45s were up by a score of 5-0 until the seventh inning. Then it was 5-1 until the top of the eighth inning, where the Alameda Anchors put 6 on the board. They now have a 2-run lead. They're up by a score of 7-5. And it will be up to DeCagno, Mora, and Green to get things going for this Colt 45 offense. Facing off against the right-hand relief pitcher in his second inning of work for the Anchors. First pitch misses upstairs for ball one. The right fielder, DeCagno, working a 1-0 count, facing off against the righty of the Alameda Anchors. The 1-0 pitch to the wide-open stance right-hand hitter on the outside corner. DeCagno 1-for-3 with a walk and a couple of flyouts. Now the 1-1 pitch from the righty off the first base side. Kicks and deals a breaking ball on the inside corner. Called strike 2. The Colt 45s without McGuire Smith, who fractured his hand. He has not been in the lineup for a couple of weeks now. Brandon Zanny also on sabbatical. The 1-2 check swing in the dirt didn't go. Count moves to 2-2. We'll be back out here tomorrow night and Sunday. Sunday for the finale of this 3-game weekend series against the Alameda Anchors. All games starting at 7:15, but next weekend on July 4th, a 6 p.m. start, an hour and 15 minutes earlier than usual. The 2-2 poked at a little flare towards center, but playable for Williams, who barely has to move, and that is out number one. Line out to the center fielder, Jafari Williams. We'll bring up the left-hand hitting Andrew Mora, who's 0-for-3 with a walk. He's flown out, struck out, and grounded out. Left-hand hitter. The infield shifted the pole on the left-hand hitter. The outfield shaded a couple of steps toward right. Here's the first pitch from the righty. This is up and away for ball one. One ball and no strike. Here's a 1-0. Waved at for strike one. Mora way behind on the breaking ball, couldn't hold up. Andrew Mora with some family and friends in the crowd. Here's the 1-1 delivery to the left-hand hitting Mora. Ground ball toward the first baseman. On the backhand, flip to the pitcher in a foot race. In time. 3-1 on the play. Great job from Wheelock to backhand that ball, sharply hit to him. And two gone now for the Colt 45s. Dylan Green to the plate, who's flown out, walked, doubled, and been hit by a pitch. Colt 45s have 4 outs left. Green, first pitch swing, fouls it back, out of play. For strike one. The DH tonight, typically the starting second baseman, but Mark Anthony Carroll getting the nod from Bob Anderson in that department tonight. Green readies as the righty for the Anchors comes set. They're getting assigned Wines and Deals, the 0-1. Breaking ball on the inside corner called strike two. Now the righty for the Yankees peers into the sign, shakes off his catcher McMaster's a couple of times. Now nods, Wines and Deals, the 0-2 with two outs and nobody on. In the dirt, blocked by McMaster's. 1-2. The righty will go for a little stroll back up the hill, looking to settle back in here, get the out, and head back into the dugout. Green taps the plate with his bat. Now righties. Here's the 1-2 pitch from the righty. It's a line shot down the left field line. Foul. Pulled it just a little bit too much. Righty with a new baseball now climbs back up the hill. Green steps back into the box, waves the wood. Now readies. An open stance for the right-hand hitter. Now the 1-2 pitch from the righty out of the windup with two gone and nobody on. Check swing in the dirt. Green appeal to first, didn't go. Count moves to two balls and two strikes. Some activity out in the bullpen for the Alameda Anchors. Looks like number 32, Griffin Sutton from Cal State East Bay. The 2-2 pitch from the righty, fouled back to the screen and over the screen. The count holds at two balls and two strikes. Green with an open stance. Here's the pitch from the righty, the 2-2. And the dirt squirts all the way to the backstop to the five hole. That will fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Green taps his shoes with the bat. Now steps back in as he readies. Working a full count. The outfield shaded a couple steps toward left. The 3-2 pitch. Waved at, swung on and missed. A fist pump from the catcher, Colton McMaster's, and the side is retired. The Colt 45s go 1-2-3 as we head to the ninth. The Colt 45s down by a score of 7-5. It's going to be Matt Henry back out there looking to shut down the Anchors offense and give the Colt 45s a shot in the bottom half of the ninth. Tonight's winning Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Kai Gullickson pinch hitting for Parker Hellickson, who pulled his hamstring rounding first base his last time up. Here's the first pitch from the righty, Henry, in his first full inning of work. Waved at for strike one, way out of the zone. No one count with nobody out here in the 7-5 ball game. The Colt 45 is down by two for the first time all season here at Tiger Field. The 0-1 pitch from Henry off the first base side, facing off against the left-hand hitting Gullickson. On the inside corner, called strike two. No balls, two strikes with nobody out. The 0-2 delivery from Henry. This is low and away. In the dirt, one ball and two strikes. Last inning, Alameda Anchor sent 11 to the plate, and they scored six. 1-2 delivery is popped up toward the foul territory. Back behind first base, Moore giving chase, along with the second baseman, Carroll. Moore reaching up over his shoulder for the out. A great play by Mora, ranging back behind first place with a very odd angle, able to catch it on the backhand. He'll bring up the nine hitter, Joseph Hoskins, who's 0-for-2 with a walk tonight. Now the pitch from Henry. This is low and away for ball one. The 1-0 delivery from the righty, Henry. This is low again. Low and away for ball two. The 2-0 pitch. Hit in the air. Towards shallow left, drifting out as Maduhano. He's going to be called off by the shortstop, Reyes, who settles underneath it. A couple of pop-outs and a couple of outs. The anchors now at the top of the order, Kelvin Jones to the plate. Left-hand hitter. He's singled twice, flown out, and grounded out tonight. Through seven innings, Ty Cook had retired the anchors nearly in order, and then the bullpen came in and everything became unraveled. The first pitch misses up and away for ball one. But it started with Ty Cook in that seventh inning, allowing three straight hits before being, my apologies, in the seventh inning, allowing three straight hits before getting a strikeout in the double play, and that was what eventually would help spark the anchors offense and give them a little confidence boost against this Colt 45 team. Now the 2-0 from Henry off the first base side. This is up and away for ball three. Jones working the count 3-0 now, laying off three straight pitches. The 3-0 pitch on the outside corner, called strike one. 3-1. Henry delivers a pitch on the outside corner for strike two. Now the count fills. Three balls, two strikes, and two gone. The 3-2 delivery from the righty, Henry. Popped up, foul, out of play. And we'll do it again. The anchors looking to tack on more insurance if possible. Their closer, Griffin Sutton, is all warmed up and ready to go for the bottom of the ninth. The 3-2 payoff pitch from Matt Henry off the first base side with two gone. On the inside corner, ring him up, strike three called. Kelvin Jones thought he had ball four. As we head to the ninth, the Colt 45s down by a score of 7-5. Last ups, last chance for the Colt 45s. Tonight's Reading Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck Stop by today.
Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 50. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. I'm Jacob Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45, saying it's great to have you with us, and thanks for listening. It's 7-5 here in the bottom of the ninth, the first bottom of the ninth we've witnessed here at Tiger Field during this 2025 campaign. The last chance for the Colt 45s lies in the hands of Adam Reyes, Isaac Mondohano, and Mark Anthony Carroll, all due up. Adam Reyes facing off against Griffin Sutton, the hard-throwing right-hander for the Anchors, who delivers a fastball right down Broadway for a called strike one. The Colt 45s riding a win streak. They do not want to lose. A 16-game win streak. That dates back all the way to when they lost that game in Fresno. A 1-1 count now. 1-1 pitch at the knees on the outside corner called strike two to the right end hitting Adam Reyes. Our next pitch on the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. Reyes goes down looking. And now the 11-game win streak is slowly looking more and more probable that it can be over with one out now. The Colt 45 is running out of opportunity with Mondohano and Mark Anthony Carroll. The next two hitters due up with one less out to work with. Griffin Sutton readies, now winds and deals a fastball, low and away. For ball one to the right-hand hitting Mondohano, who's walked twice and singled tonight. He's also grounded out. The 1-0 delivery. Hit in the air towards center field. The center fielder, Williams, giving chase. On the run, will squeeze it for out number two. Mondohano is retired, allowed out to right center field. Will bring up the right-hand hitting Mark Anthony Carroll, who's the last chance for the Colt 45s. First pitch misses low. Check swing appeal. First didn't go around. One ball and no strikes. The right-hand hitter. Sutton readies now, kicks and deals a 1-0. A line shot towards center field. And on the run, the center fielder will squeeze it for the out. And that's the way the ball game ends. The Colt 45s lose the 11-game winning streak. They fall to the Alameda Anchors. And a flyout is what ends it. That's the way the ball game ends. Getting the save is Griffin Sutton. The loss goes to Noah Bentley, And the win goes to one of the Alameda Anchors pitchers. Alameda Anchors stormed all the way back. They scored six in the eighth inning, and that was the difference maker in this ball game. They had 7 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors. They left 3, the Colt 45s, 5 runs on 10 hits, no errors. They left 13. The Colt 45s fall to 17-2 on the year. We'll see you back here tomorrow night at 7:15 for the second game of this 3-game weekend series. Thanks to KCNR Chefs Reading, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. We're online at KCNR1460.com. Special thanks to my producer, Phil Churchill, back in the studio. This is Jacob Green, the voice of the Reading Colt 45, saying thanks for listening and drive safely. The Colt 45s dropped this one at Tiger Field in Redding, California. The final score from Tiger Field is the Alameda Anchors 7 and the Colt 45s 5.
California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Aksum, Ecuadorian Sumatra Wrapper, Connecticut Broadleaf Binder, Nicaraguan Filler, and ultimately a masterpiece cigar from the A.J. Fernandez factory. Complexity defines this stick. Notes of black pepper, cocoa, hickory, and nutmeg. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Winner of the New York City mayoral competition. He wasn't invited, apparently. I'm a little surprised by that. Zoran Mamdani, he's actually being bashed in India now. His family is from India, and he, Zoran Mamdani, who's a communist and a genocidal racist, especially when it comes to the Jewish people and Israel, he wants a global intifada, which is a worldwide violent uprising with rifles to kill all the Jews. And now in New York City, where there are, I think, 3 million people of the Jewish faith, it is the largest number of Jewish people any place in the world outside of Israel. Israel has more Jewish people, and after that, you have New York. And this guy is a genocidal racist. He hates the Jews. Just amazing stuff. Womp, womp, womp. So we've got that. I want to update you on the communist, racist, Nazi-style anti-Semite global intifada, wipe out the Jews, Democrat who won the primary, very handily over the former governor, who's no great shakes by any stretch of the imagination, but never mind that. And Mamdani even being attacked in India, the empire. Remarkable things going on in American politics thanks to the Democrat Party. And they don't know what gender is. They don't know what gender is. That's kind of a peculiar thing, I thought. But I'm old-fashioned when it comes to things like science and biology and culture and civilization. Whereas the Democrat Party, they're here with Molotov cocktails and an occasional Chinese assault rifle, like the one that the Bernie Sanders volunteer used to shoot Congressman Steve Scalise in an attempted mass political assassination. But never mind that. Now, we have a great many things going on today, in addition to, although most of it is Democrat-driven, I've got to say. Wow, let me just say, these people, they're quite mad. We're also waiting on the Supreme Court today, because the Supreme Court's going to come down with a number of decisions. We believe, we think, probably a decision on birthright citizenship, so that cartel leaders can send their pregnant baby mamas to the United States to give birth to their, you know, future gangsters, and they'll automatically be granted U.S. citizenship if they spend 4 hours here giving birth, because the Democrats want more illegal alien gang members, just like that Democrat in California, who is the vice mayor of Cudahy, California, and she's calling on all the street gangs in California to rise up and wage a violent war against Immigration and Customs Enforcement, you know, ICE. She wants civil war, and that's a Democrat in the United States. Of course, the winner of the Democrat primary for the mayoral contest in New York, he wants civil war, not just here in the United States, but around the world, because he's a communist Islamist, and who kills more, the communists or the Islamists? I think the correct answer is the communists. But the Islamists are working on it. You know, give them nuclear weapons, and that could all change lickety-split. But never mind, and the Democrats are helping the Islamists to get nuclear weapons, too, especially in Iran. They love Iran. They want to date Iran. They want to, you know, when I say date, I think you know what I mean. Isn't that amazing? So we've got that. Also, President Trump. I love this headline yesterday. It was all over the place. It's all over the place this morning. Trump, President Trump holding another press conference yesterday at least, and more. Trump says U.S. has signed deal with China on trade without giving details. And the news media, they've got headlines all over the place. Trump says, Trump claims that he struck a deal. And finally, the people at Bloomberg News, they made a phone call and asked a question. And their headline is, China confirms U.S. trade framework as Trump pursues more deals. So the media, they'll believe the Iranians. They'll take the Ayatollah at his word, like he's the burning bush of truth. Whatever he says is fine with them. They'll reproduce that. Whatever Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, she's from the Bronx. She's not from the Bronx. She's from a leafy, tree-lined suburb with a sprawling high school that has more fields than the Olympic Village. But never mind that. They're just amazing. Everything about them is completely insane. The news media is the most corrupt institution in America, and everything they do is corrupt. They corrupt all information flow on behalf of the Democrat Party. There should be no journalism awards for the next at least several years. They should just give up on that. No more this award, that award. No more Emmy Awards. You know who they give Emmy Awards to? People like Fake Tapper, the Fanker from, you know, a Democrat Party Monica Lewinsky dater. And he pretends to be a journalist. And then after the Biden administration, he says, oh, gosh, maybe we should have covered the Biden administration. I'll put my name on somebody else's book and pretend that I really care about these things. And the rest of the news media, they applaud him and they escort him around. And remarkable things. Honestly, this New York, their guy in New York, he's making the rounds of MSDNC, MS-13 DNC, pardon me, and CNN. They give him a tongue bath and they wave him in and and give them a rub down, a hot oil rub down, and then they send them back to the limousine and maybe the helicopter or the private jet if they have to, because they really want the communist Islamists to win. The reason for that is they're not on our side. And does he like capitalism? No, was his answer. He doesn't like capitalism. He does nothing but complain about it. Also, the great people at Newsbusters at the Media Research Center, they take a look at how the media is doing on any given day and look at the big picture as well. And Newsbusters today, they've got a new study. The TV networks obsess over far right, but they're completely oblivious to far left. Isn't that amazing? And it's not the first time, because this is their custom. This is their tradition in the fake news media. In fact, Newsbusters wrote a story about them doing this in 2023, and they had to update their story yesterday to point out that the media remains nearly blind to far left just because they're firebombing Jewish governors' mansions in Pennsylvania, and they're inviting in illegal alien Egyptians who firebombed Jews in Boulder, Colorado, with Molotov cocktails, and all because of the Democrats. They love illegal aliens that firebomb the Jews, because they kind of speak for the Democrat Party, don't they? It's an amazing world we're living in. And the media, they're very concerned because the left wing of the Democrat Party, which is the entirety of the Democrat Party, the left wing of the Democrat Party, they want the media to talk about the far right. You know, they keep saying the big threat from the right, the threat from the right, while they continue to firebomb and Molotov cocktail and shoot and declare war against ICE and call for gangs to rally. And it's never the far left in the media. It's, you know why? Because that's not even the far left. That's just the Democratic Party. They just, but the thing is, they don't refer to them as the Democratic Party in the news reporting either, do they? No, they don't. Mm-mm-mm. Telling you. Crazy. Fun headline from the New York Post. 50 Cent, you know, the rapper, I call him Fiddy, F-I-D-D-Y. 50 Cent offers to pay New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani $258,000 to get lost after a socialist name dropped the Queens rapper. So he wants to pay him to stop using his name, 50 Cent. He doesn't want to be associated with him. The people in India don't want to be associated with him. But the Democrat Party wants him to date their daughters. And you know what? I keep hearing this. The Democrats think this guy is really handsome. They think he's very handsome and that he speaks very well and he's charming and he smiles well and that he's got a brilliant future in politics. They think that this guy's a big winner for the Democrat Party. Kind of a remarkable situation that the Democrat Party is in, but that's who they are. Eden 50 Cent and people in India want him to cease and desist. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, though she is a Democrat from New York, rips New York City Mayor hopeful Zoran Mamdani and his controversial Intifada comments. The global war is what he's calling for, especially against Jews, but against civilization too. Insists that he should denounce it. That's Kirsten Gillibrand saying that, but never mind that. Oh, and speaking of illegal aliens from Egypt that came into the country, we had the illegal alien that overstayed his visa and then set fire, used Molotov cocktails. 88-year-old Holocaust survivor was set on fire by an Egyptian man, waved into the country, allowed to stay illegally by the Democrat Party. Then he started setting people on fire. He's an Egyptian who loves the Muslim Brotherhood, and we have that going for us. And now a story today. Man pleads guilty after allegedly kicking canine, that's a police dog, at Dulles International Airport so hard that he was lifted off the ground. Now, that's the headline at CBS News. You know what they fail to mention? That he's an illegal alien that kicked the dog at Dulles Airport. And where's he from, Michael? He's an illegal alien from Egypt, where they have the Muslim Brotherhood. They don't have dogs as pets there. Remember, Barack Obama said they taste good because his middle name is Hussein, so got to eat some dog here and there. Isn't that great? Yeah, man kicks canine agent, the police dog at Dulles Airport, so hard he's lifted off the ground. And now, here's the happy news, because the Democrats aren't in charge anymore. Man deported after kicking customs dog into the air at Dulles International Airport, deported, and I think he's already gone. Interestingly, they deported him in a B-2 bomber, and the bomb bay doors opened up over Syria, and he fell out. It was very sad. Because of budget cuts, they couldn't afford a parachute. It was very sad. Very sad. Also, we have border news for you. I love this one. Immigration fuels population growth as Americans age. The Washington Post has a story. Just don't call it the replacement theory. Wait a minute. Americans aren't native, indigenous Americans. We're not procreating at a rapid rate. And the Washington Post has the answer to all of that. That's good stuff. Also, a Democrat judge says Nazis got better treatment. And then he firebombed a Jew because you know how the Democrats are. They're a little wacky. I got a Hunter Biden update as well, and we are at 888-630-9625.
Away from the dinner table, I was introduced to dog meat, tough, snake meat, tougher, and roasted grasshoppers, crunchy.
There's only one, Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
As we celebrate the great many life-affirming victories going forward, Preborn's network of clinics has a unique opportunity to advance it even further. Preborn is among the greatest threats to the abortion industry. Last year alone, Preborn helped to rescue over 67,000 babies. They're helping to put a serious dent into the abortion tragedy, but there are still thousands of babies that are aborted daily, and Preborn's goal is to help rescue all of them. So please join us in helping to save all these precious lives. The ultrasound is a game changer. Once a mother hears that precious heartbeat, some studies show that she's twice as likely to choose life. Preborn needs your help. One ultrasound is just $28. Five ultrasounds are just $140. $5,000 sponsors ultrasounds for the entire Preborn network for an entire day. How many lives can you help save? Every child is a beautiful gift from God. To donate securely, please dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or visit preborn.com/plant.
Hello, everyone. For all of you who suffer from calcium oxalate stones, here is some free advice. Tip 1. Drink plenty of water. It takes a lot of water to dilute and pass the substances that lead to stones. Tip 2. Modify your diet. You'll need to limit sodium, cut your meat.
Tired of difficult lifestyle changes that often don't work? If you suffer from calcium oxalate stones, now there's help. KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector. Add KidneyCop to your routine as a way to potentially reduce or even stop the formation of calcium oxalate stones. KidneyCop is a dietary supplement developed by doctors and pharmacists. It's been proven in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. Just take KidneyCop. Satisfaction guaranteed and your money back. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. Yes, you can start enjoying life again. Purchase KidneyCop at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com today.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by Calcium Oxalate Labs, Inc.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you.
Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008 with hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. As someone who's dedicated my life to protecting people, I know the importance of guarding what matters most. Right now, with global instability and the dollar's declining value, that means securing your financial assets with gold. For me, I trust Advantage Gold with my own investments. Give them a call at 800-900-8000 for a 100% free gold guide. Again, call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto paint, e-billing. See site for additional facts.
A ban a ban a bow, wow. Yes. Let us go to the telephones, Michael, and talk to the nice people, the American people, the great people. And Democrats are welcome too. Let's see. Let's go to Angela, calling from Montclair, Virginia. Angela, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Well, happy Friday, Chris. How are you?
Just great. Thank you very much.
I have a question for you. I don't know if you know the answer, and I wanted to ask you so your listeners maybe can find out for themselves, because I'm sure I can find out. I just thought about it just now. How many Americans are holding elected offices in other countries, and at what level and what percentage? And the reason why I want to know that is, are they, while they're holding elected office, is there evidence that they're trying to push an American agenda while holding those offices or those positions?
A very interesting query. That's a query. That's like a question, but the word is more fun. Query. It is. Now, are there Americans that hold the office in foreign countries? That was the first part of
elected. Elected.
Yeah. There are countries. Now, if you have dual citizenship with Ireland or with Israel or something, then I believe that you're going to be entitled to hold positions in other countries. But I guess your macro question is, are we allowing people that are not U.S. citizens to hold elected office in the United States, like this crazy vice mayor in California who wants war, wants gang members to come out armed and attack en masse ICE agents, which would look a lot like civil war in a third world hellhole country, because the Democrat Party, they love people with thick foreign accents that despise America and want violence and crime. But really the biggest problem there is the Democrat Party, isn't it? And then there's Mamdani in New York. And Mamdani, it turns out, is a U.S. citizen, and there are some Republicans talking about stripping him of his citizenship and deporting him.
Well, you know, Chris, I guess the question then should be, are there American-born people in elected offices in other countries? Because, and the reason why I'm asking that is because the way that American citizens see the way that our immigration system works, based on, I mean, if you compare it to other countries, it's always different. Why are we always the one that should be taking advantage of you?
Right.
And eventually
we get suffered. Well, the one word answer to that, Angela, is Democrats.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Reading, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When the Soviet Union was still stomping the life out of hundreds of millions of people with the hobnailed boot of the state. You know, that's the thing about him. But he's a bad guy. And the Democrats love him because they love... You know, look at the people they love. They love Kilmore Abrego Garcia, the illegal alien gang member from El Salvador with the MS-13 tattoos on his knuckles, which they yell in your face about and lie to you and say, that was photoshopped online. And they're just there. They get dumber with each rotation of the earth. It's quite amazing. They love Luigi Mangione, who comes from a nice family in Maryland and murdered a CEO on the sidewalks of New York because the Democrat Party trained him to hate CEOs and success and capitalism and pharmaceutical companies and healthcare companies and insurance companies. So all those things. And the Democrat Party, they're a violent hate cult. They're a terrorist organization from the KKK to Molotov cocktails at Governor Josh Shapiro's governor's mansion to self-immolating at the Israeli embassy and on and on. All right, let's go to some audio because got to talk about don't mess with the Zohran. And this guy, Zohran Kwame Mamdani, he is the new hero in our most populous city, our biggest city. And he's a complete communist. He's going to, one of his plans is a $30 an hour minimum wage. Not that everything everywhere will become twice as expensive as it is now. And that's good for the poor. See? They go, hey, you got a job for $30 an hour. Isn't that great? Now everything you buy is twice as expensive as it was before, so that immediately offsets your $30 an hour minimum wage. He wants to abolish the police, defund the police, abolish prisons, put all the Democrats back on the street to kill again. because that's who they are. Now let's go to, I know that, but we were talking about this guy yesterday. Let's start with number 14 anyway. Michael didn't want to start with this, but let's start with it anyway. Because this is a state representative in the state of New York. And now Zohran Mamdani is right now a member of the New York State Assembly. And this gentleman, Slater, he's also a member of the New York State Assembly. So a colleague of his there is Zohran Mamdani. Yeah, and Matt Slater, who's a normal person, he's the guy that came out yesterday and said, AOC keeps saying that she's from the Bronx, but Matt Slater says, I went to high school with her in a tree-lined suburb an hour's drive north of the Bronx, and she is not from the Bronx. She went to this beautiful, luxurious high school where everybody's nice and nobody shoots anybody, and they probably have some Republicans and nice tree-lined streets with beautiful houses with neat front yards. That's where AOC grew up. And when she talks about everything in her life, she lies. She lies about everything. And the Democrats applaud that. They cheer wildly in crowds. And then they burn, what were they burning in California? The terrorists. They were burning those automated taxis. I had one of those blocking my way in downtown Washington just the other day. Didn't know when to turn right on a right turn arrow with pedestrians walking in front of. Amazing. But never mind that. Here is a New York Republican State Representative Matt Slater talking about his work with Don't Mess with the Zohran Mamdani in the New York State Assembly.
Zohran Mamdani, you serve with him right now as an assemblyman. So what do you think about him?
Dangerously unqualified. No question about it. I do serve with Assemblyman Mamdani currently. And he likes to joke around that we are both red, but different shades of red, and he likes to peddle his socialist views in the chamber. And so he is head of the DSA in the assembly. And as I said, the fact that he is the nominee now for New York City mayor is just crazy to think about.
It's just crazy to think about. He likes to joke we're different shades of red because, as a Republican, he's red. We need to reject that and give the left the color that they deserve, and that is red, because they are communists. But Matt Slater is the Republican Assemblyman from Yorktown, New York, which is where AOC grew up and went to high school, not, as she says, the Bronx, because everything is a fraud. She's a charlatan. She got elected because of tight pants and her caboose. That's basically it. She should be a failed bartender somewhere in New York. Now let's go to Don't Mess with Zohran. He was on CNN yesterday, and they had some real pointed questions, like, you're a filthy, rotten, Jew-hating communist. Whereas it wasn't anything like that. Said, gosh, we at CNN, we don't like capitalism very much. They pay us millions of dollars, and we live in Manhattan and drive by limousine from place to place. But never mind that. Send in the corporate jet. And this is which idiot anchor was it? Oh, yeah, it was the idiot Aaron Burnett talking to Don't Mess with the Zohran.
So when people say democratic socialist, right, and I'm curious what you think this means. I mean, do you like capitalism?
No, I have many critiques of capitalism. And I think ultimately the definition for me of why I call myself a democratic socialist is the words of Dr. King decades ago. He said, call it democracy or call it democratic socialism, there must be a better distribution of wealth for all of God's children in this country.
Redistribution of wealth, and he's playing the Martin Luther King card, I guess, suggesting he's a communist, just like he is. And they love the left. They love to abuse the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and his words. They misrepresent everything, like whether they grew up in the Bronx or in Yorktown Heights. Amazing stuff. But I asked Michael, I said, what's the most important part of the soundbite we just heard there?
Do you like capitalism?
No.
No. Yeah, no. No. Is who doesn't like capitalism? Well, communists. That's who. And the communists married up with the Islamists who want to wipe out the Jews? And the answer is yes. Yes, they have. It's kind of amazing. But Zohran Mamdani, he is He's an America-hating, capitalism-hating, Western civilization-hating, and that's why the Democrats love him. They had the Islamists that at Columbia University that they Mahmoud Khalil. He belongs to an organization that wants to wipe out Israel, and he wants to the organization wants to wipe out Western civilization. And the Democrats are helping Iran secure an arsenal of nuclear weapons that they can put atop intercontinental ballistic missiles so they can kill the world because Democrats are not on our side. So do you like capitalism? No. No is the answer. Do you know anybody, if you said, do you like capitalism, that would answer by saying no? Would you say no to that? Isn't that amazing? Zoran the terrorist, they like that. Still sitting there to a cooing, purring, smiling, toothy Erin Burnett, who uncomfortably crossed her legs and rubbed her knees and said, wow, you're almost as cool as a CEO killer. Man, CNN and Zoran.
For too long, politicians have pretended that we're spectators to that crisis of affordability. We're actually actors, and we have the choice to exacerbate it, like Mayor Adams has done, or to respond to it and resolve it, like I'm planning to do.
Even Mayor Adams, the Democrat mayor who's started out being somewhat hopeful about him, but he's been a great disappointment, of course, terrible, terrible Democrat. And politicians act like spectators. They should, you know, they're actors. I'm not sure if that was a double entendre, but it might have been. And you got to be nothing like Eric Adams because he hasn't caused nearly enough damage. And we're on our way to causing damage. And again, this is the party of Luigi Mangione. It's the party of Mahmoud Khalil. This is the party of the vice mayor in California who is looking to organize the street gangs of Los Angeles to wage a violent war against ICE. That's today's Democrat Party. And our news media, they smile and they go to Starbucks and get a $12 coffee and think nothing of it, then get back in the limo because they assume none of this will affect them. That's the assumption, isn't it? Then Zoran got back in the limousine and he left CNN and he went over to MSDNC. Did they stop and bring a sandwich to Luigi Mangione in between? Honestly, this party's at what point are they just declared a terrorist organization? They've perpetrated more terror attacks in the United States than the Houthis have. And we bombed the hell out of the Houthis. I'm not saying we should bomb the hell out of the Democrats until they attack Fort Sumter again, which they did once before because they wanted to keep their slaves. Now they want to keep their slaves. Now they want to keep their illegal aliens because what did the Democrat congressman say? That they want the illegal aliens to come in to wipe their rumps. That's what they say. They really don't have a lot of respect for their fellow human beings, I think it would be fair to observe. But just amazing stuff.
If we don't have avenues for people to come here, we're not going to have anybody around to wipe our asses.
Becca Ballant is a Democrat member of the House of Representatives, and she is telling what they call immigrants, illegal alien gang members from foreign countries, that they're coming in here to wipe the rumps of Democrat members of Congress, like the fascist elitists that they are. But never mind that. And then Zoran, as I said, went over to MSDNC, where once again, another toothy smile from another Democrat girly girl trying to pretend to be a journalist and a news anchor. This one is Jen Psaki. Remember, she was the Lion Sacagawea at the White House for the Biden administration. And she has that gasoline-colored hair. And Jen Psaki, then when she left Democrat Party politics, just like so many, Chunk Todd and Jake Tapper and George Stephanopoulos, she slid right into million-dollar jobs at network television shows, right? Remarkable stuff. And that reminds me, actually, that the headline front page of the Washington Post today, Bill Moyers, 1934 to 2025, broadcaster explored a nation's ideas and ills. Okay? Bill Moyers, who served as White House spokesman for President Lyndon B. Johnson, and then more than 40 years as a broadcast journalist, known for bringing ideas, both timely and timeless, to television. He died January 26th at his home in Manhattan, naturally. He was 91 years old, and God bless him, Godspeed to Bill Moyers. Grew up watching Bill Moyers as a journalist at the time. But keep in mind, he's another example of a guy who went from Democrat Party politics and a Democrat Party White House, Lyndon Baines Johnson, who got us into our into Vietnam, up to our eyeballs, and Richard Nixon had to pull the Democrat fat out of the fire. And then they blame Richard Nixon for the war in Vietnam. They've been the biggest liars forever. There's something wrong with the brains of Democrats. They're wired differently. Just amazing stuff. Listen, I've got more. I got to get back to Zohran with Jen Psaki here. When you're a Democrat, you can be a communist. Call yourself a Democrat, and the news media will give you all day hot oil massages in a sleeping bag. They'll invite you to date their daughters. And and Bill Moyers, I got nothing against Bill Moyers. He was, by comparison to today's fake journalist, he was a solid, steady hand. But keep in mind that he went right from the LBJ White House to, hey, we like the cut of his jib. He should be a top journalist in America, because the Democrat Party has secured information dominance long ago. Zohran on his way to MSDNC, coming up.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
This country was, of course, built on hard work. Whether you're standing long hours, running errands all day, or just doing your part to keep the world turning, you shouldn't have to deal with fatigue. That's where Gedify shoes come in. Built with patented VersaShock technology, the FTC has authorized Gedify to tell you that these shoes help to relieve minor occasional pain associated with walking, running, and prolonged standing. Gedify shoes help to absorb harmful shock, align your body, improve your biomechanics, and return energy to every step. My best girl and I love our Gedify shoes. They make your arches feel good. Get 30% off your order of $120 or more right now by texting Chris to 91888. Or by heading to Gedify.com and using the code Chris. That's texting Chris to 91888. And with Gedify's 60-day risk-free trial, you've got nothing to lose. Message and data rates apply.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, GoldCo. Right now, GoldCo is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings, tax and penalty-free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? At MD Hearing, we call it outrageous. Because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic need everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Porps, head of audiology at MD Hearing. If you or a loved one have trouble hearing but don't want to waste thousands for a hearing aid, MD Hearing was created for you by doctors and audiologists. A high-quality, FDA-registered hearing aid for a fraction of the price. No costly doctor visits, no expensive and time-consuming fittings, no bulky, old-fashioned hearing aids that cost thousands. The MD Hearing Neo is just $297 per pair. It's rechargeable and fits discreetly in your ear. Even better, it lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 90% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing risk-free for 45 days by calling 800-918-3920. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Call now, 800-918-3920. That's 800-918-3920.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
So here's the Zoran with his pal Jen Psaki, who's cooing and purring while the communists smiles on the road to, genocide.
Some have projected, that this is the type of platform that would work in other parts of the country. I mean, you're a proud democratic socialist. Do you think that is a platform that would work for other candidates running in other parts of the country?
Absolutely. I think ultimately this is a campaign about inequality. And you don't have to live in the most expensive city in the country to have experienced that inequality because it's a national issue.
Yeah, it's about inequality. Just like every communist that's been murdering people for how long now? Coming up on 110 years. Zoran and his new pal, just amazing stuff. And what about Bernie Sanders and AOC? Aren't they morons like you?
Part of how we got to this point was through the endorsements of Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Bernie Sanders, who've been leading this fight against oligarchy across the country.
Talking to old Jen Psaki there, you know, Colonel Kleb from Russia with Love. The Zoran, isn't that amazing stuff? I'm telling you. Let's take a phone call, Michael. Let us go to Al. Calling from Leesburg, Virginia. Al, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, good morning. Great show. We love your show, my wife and I. We met you at the forum about a month ago. I'm originally from New York, and it was really nice to have met you. I just want to tell you a couple of things about the New York election coming up. Number one, it's amazing how all of a sudden business leaders and residents of New York City are in a panic. I mean, they've been voting for these communists for years.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole assembly, the legislature, they voted for Cuomo, who's the one who signed off on congestion pricing, where now you have to pay a toll on top of a toll to get into New York if you're driving in. I mean, we moved out during the de Blasio administration, and we love living in Virginia now, where we are in Leesburg. And the people who are running the city government right now are just a bunch of radicals. I mean, they've overturned New York as a shell of its former self.
And you're a former NYPD officer.
I'm a sanitation chief.
Beautiful.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.